Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Randy, off the internet.
No! No, come on! Leave me alone! But Sharon, I got stuff to do! I gotta see my credit rating, and I gotta send an email to Nelson and check out Foley's vacation photos.
You don't have to do all that now. You can do one more thing, and then it's bedtime.
One more thing?
EFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Whoever this person is, he has played World of Warcraft nearly every hour of every day for the past year and a half. Gentlemen, we are dealing with someone here who has absolutely no life.
Paul Perillo.
Mom, tell them. Tell them I'm not fat. I'm just big bone. Tell them all the stories about how everyone in your family was big as a child and then grew into their bodies.
Oh, sweetie, those were all lies. You're just fat.
And Andy. And Andy?
I'm a pretty bad kid.
Really? What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I stole the head off a statue once.
Andy Hart.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore. That's like this one time when I didn't like a kid, so I ground his parents up into chili and fed it to him.
Eric Scalavino.
I'm not going to be confused anymore just because you say I should be. My name is Butter. I'm 8 years old. I'm blood type O, and I'm bi-curious.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
What?
You've been on your computer all weekend. Shouldn't you go out and socialize with your friends?
I am socializing, Artard. I'm logged on to an MMORPG with people from all over the world and getting XP with my party using TeamSpeak.
I'm not an Artard.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. And from the first glance of emails that are coming in, it's going to be a wild show. Just a wild and weird kind of wacky
show. Got a wild show lined up for you?
The gang is all here. Eric's here. In a very mod shirt, sort of a...
Mod?
Yeah, I would say something out of Austin Powers.
What is this, the 1960s?
It's like an Austin Powers type of shirt.
Modern.
Oh. Andy's here with a retro Patriots Royal Blue shirt.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Paul has a shirt. He should be in the
parking
lot. Mod,
retro,
he should be
Paul
in the parking lot with a flag with that shirt. Oh, my God. It's like as bright as the sun.
It's Nantucket red.
Yeah. No, it's not red.
Isn't it?
It's like, I don't know what it is. It's neon, whatever.
Salmon?
It's
a bright like a salmon.
Bright salmon.
I would say bright salmon.
Yeah, bright salmon.
I like it.
But he can run at night
with
that
It's a nice summery
thing,
shirt.
And people will
you
see
know,
him.
If he ran. Thanks, Ma. Be interesting.
Told you about
he
that,
chose
right?
to take up running, but not during the day. I'm going to do it at midnight every night.
It's funny because...
It's bad enough I have to deal with the big head.
Yeah.
My mother jumping in on Sunday. I'm at my father's house for Father's Day.
Yeah.
And she's asking me about my rehab and stuff like that. And I go, I'm at least 2.5 months before I can even run a step. She goes, why, you run? Ginger!
Nice.
Love it!
Nice.
Love it. And Toyota's in the booth. So we got a big show today coming up. You know, it is the dog days of the football season, but, you know, we'll manage to figure out things to talk about. And, you know, on the top of everyone's mind, I know it's not football, but this Wimbledon match just ended 70-68 in the final set. And, of course, the U.S.
Yeah,
soccer.
Yeah, we talk about U.S. soccer for
football. Had it won a historical win in
Unbelievable
terms of,
game.
Of U.S. soccer with Landon Donovan scoring in the 91st minute.
Yeah.
And
both Paul Perillo and Andy Hart loving it live.
Yeah, it was
You
good.
Guys did watch it live?
For the second match in a row.
Yeah, Paul was actually
I was
the,
gripped to the end of
I
a very exciting soccer match.
Right.
That's the exact reason why 1-0 soccer games can be exciting. Not all of them are.
Right.
But
if they push
like
play
yesterday's
like that,
unbelievable the way the Americans played.
Right. Right.
And got to give it to Algeria. They stayed in the game. They could have scored in that first minutes of the game.
The difference to me, and I don't
hitting
not
the,
gonna pretend
the
to know a lot about it, is because of the stakes of if they didn't score a goal, they were eliminated from the World Cup, made them press forward. Regular game, they don't press forward.
Plus, the other team was
playing not to lose.
It was dreadfully negative. It was actually, you know, the England game was impacting how the American game played out. You know, if there was a scoreless game or a tie game in the England game, the Americans might not have pressed so hard because they figured they could have
Right. Or if that clown hadn't
through.
Missed the open net earlier.
Oh, I know. Never mind.
Another goal taken away. Yeah, I know.
Beyond that, that guy, Donovan said, you know, you're in front. You can't miss the open net. The guy missed it earlier. It would have been a different game.
I got to say one thing, though.
Who was that?
Landon Donovan's made a couple of statements.
Josie Altidore missed.
Yeah, Altidore, the guy Altidore. Who was in the hospital right. with a sprained ankle.
And then Clint Dempsey missed a pretty close to open net as well later.
Tacoma, do you know the background in this? Donovan said a couple of times that he's been, like, he made references to the last 4 years being really difficult for him and whatever. What's happened to him in the last 4 years that's been so trying?
Short.
Maybe just post the last World Cup.
Is he, that actress there, Bianca, whatever her name is, from Rules of Engagement, she's extremely hot.
De La Tatas?
Oh, that's the one he was referring to?
His wife's an actress.
Are they divorced? Is that what the difficult thing was? Because they were talking this morning on the radio, and they were claiming that they're no longer together. Now,
he said hi to her.
Yes, he mentioned her.
In a, like,
in a loving,
gaily romantic way.
Yeah, he blew her a kiss.
All right, Toyota, Google what's difficult for Landon Donovan.
He also has a little Johnny Damon to him where it's like kind of slow speech and seems a little
stupid. Well, I think
stupid.
He was a little overwhelmed by the moment, too.
Yeah, give me a break.
The fact that the way he scored. But it was funny. Andy and I were looking. He said, you can't miss from there. And we immediately looked at each other and go, why? The guy that just, you know, had to get intravenous fluids and they had to call the priest to make sure he could play missed from the same spot in the first half.
Bianca
matter of fact,
is his ex-wife, by the way.
He sent it about 20 miles
really?
Over the net. They are divorced, huh?
That's weird.
Makes that shout-out even weirder.
Maybe they're getting back together.
Maybe.
She hot? I don't know who she is.
Maybe he's
so maybe
smoking.
That's part of maybe that's part of it.
Maybe he's in the
smoking.
Effort to try to get her back.
Maybe.
You never saw Rules of Engagement, not even once. Show?
I never have.
I'll have to look. I'll have to look.
I'm not surprised. You don't
print
watch
out a
TV.
Picture if you could.
I do watch
nude if possible.
Fred, you don't ever watch TV.
Last night I was watching the
Wimbledon highlights.
Nip slip
if we have to get by with that.
I watch.
Speaking of that, I guess there's a very racy photo of Miley Cyrus, which is wrong in so many different levels. Reuters.
Well, she didn't have panties on.
Unbelievable.
She's not hot.
And she's a kid.
I don't care about that.
I mean, what is she, 16?
Oh, you're an idiot.
Wow. I don't care about that.
If there's Fred grass on the field.
Fred Kirsch. That's
who you, Lawrence
that's
Taylor?
That's grounds for termination right there. I don't care.
If she's hot, she's hot.
Right.
Andy turning into LT over here.
And another topic that's on the table, Andy's very, very upset with our favorite supermodel. About he doesn't think that Giselle understands what it means to be potty trained.
Being on a cycle and going at the same time every day and potty train, two different things.
Right, you do that, and you're not potty trained.
Exactly. I poop my pants all the time, but it happens at the same time. Right after I eat. Right after I have buffalo wings and beer, I poop myself. Does that mean I'm potty trained? No. The exact opposite. You've been dying to use that line all morning.
You've got to hand it to the big head. He's right.
I mean, seriously. She's
he doesn't even understand
what
point the term means.
Does number 12 take his testicles out of the drawer and tell his wife to shut up and stop talking? Number 12 doesn't know the difference between number 1 and number 2. What?
But was that the basis of her thinking that he's potty trained?
Yes,
because
5 minutes after he has his bottle,
basically,
his
bubba, he doesn't get up and do it himself.
No, she holds him over the toilet. Right. The poop
regular.
Is coming either way, whether you hold him over a toilet or not. Yeah. You can't claim that's potty trained.
She's confusing potty trained with being regular,
right.
Which every baby...
Every person wants to be regular.
Every baby is regular.
And he may have her potty trained in that she has realized when he poops, so I'll just hold him over a toilet and save a diaper. That's possible, but that's not potty trained.
My question to Andy was, why did she feel the need to announce this?
Well, it came out through her sister, through a Brazilian interview. It just came out there.
Because every mom thinks their baby's the smartest baby ever born.
Exactly, Brian. You're right
if
on.
It's going through three filters. It could be misinterpreted.
Lost in translation?
Yeah.
No, she thinks that her child, I mean, it's look at the pattern. She experienced no pain in delivery. She didn't need doctors.
She gave birth to Jesus.
She was on the runway like 5 minutes later. You know, basically she's telling everybody in the world that they don't know what they're talking about, and she knows better than everybody else. It reeks of arrogance in so many different levels. My child is potty trained at 6 months.
What age do kids get potty trained? What
two and a half, three?
Oh, really?
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
I mean, it varies from kid. Probably anywhere from 2.5 to 4.
We got that out of the way. Andy was ranting this morning. I didn't know what was going on.
Andy very upset about it.
Yeah. I am. I just stop talking. Go away.
All right. And in case anyone is interested in, I had a first meeting with our new home for PFW-TV. In 2010 yesterday, and that'll be Comcast SportsNet. So looks like it'll be on Thursday nights again.
That's good for all our listeners.
I don't know what time.
Because that is a Dish channel, right? They can get that on their dishes. So
yeah.
Some of our listeners on the radio might get more of an opportunity to see us on a real TV. I know we post the shows on the internet.
We post the shows anyway.
That's not the same. No one watches full-length stuff on the internet. Except porn. And no one watches that.
Have you heard of Hulu?
Yeah. No one watches it. It's why all these IPTVs are blowing up, so people can watch them on an actual TV.
Okay, well.
No one wants to watch it on a tiny little screen.
I think some people are getting used to the idea of.
Yeah, some people.
I thought she was blonde.
Some people are into bestiality, too.
Oh, I thought they had pictures with her brown hair.
Andy, did you have your five-hour energy today?
No.
Don't lie.
What's her last name?
Kalich or something like that?
Yeah, Kalich would work. I was thinking Kodlich, but she's not bad.
She's smoking.
Not in this picture.
I didn't see the picture, but on that TV show.
What TV show
legit.
Is this?
Rules of Engagement. It's also very funny. You should watch it. Monday nights.
Channel?
CBS.
Time?
8:30.
Wow. Stripper's emails in, because I knew he would as soon as we mentioned what was going on with London.
That doesn't.
Two emails.
Really
the first one
justice.
Says, my condolences to, and he mentions a bad word for Italians, but Italy is out of the World Cup.
I know. It's crazy.
What's a bad word for Italians?
Guineas.
I'm glad that you couldn't say it.
Well, it's a bad word.
See, what strippers knows, though, is that
in today's society, Paul,
you can say anything about Italians, Irish, you know, Catholics. Basically, you know, Anglo-Saxon, mm-hmm. you know, white Europeans, you can say anything
well,
you
I
want.
I remember
about.
When The Sopranos first came out, the Italian-American, they had a protest, but everyone said, we don't care, it's a good show.
And that really lasted a long
right,
time.
Speaking
right.
of that, any of you guys watch The Jersey Shore?
No.
That foolishness?
Never
I've seen it.
That guy, Paulie D, is from the next town over from me. Yeah. I saw him the other day riding a motorcycle. Ridiculous looking thing. But and in the journal, Providence Journal yesterday, there was a big story about how the Anti-Defamation League for Italians met with the producers and MTV, and Jersey Shore is going to tone down the Italian-American references, including shots of the Italian flag. I'm like, I've never seen the show, so I can't really comment on what goes on it or whatever, but how is taking shots of the Italian flag considered a slam against Italians? I
well,
just don't get it.
If every time they showed some stupid American, they showed the American flag, you know, I could see that.
If Italians are associated with those idiots, they're probably just trying to not be associated
I
with
want
it.
That.
Right, and I
but aren't the idiots Italian? And isn't the show about the idiots?
They're all a bunch of posers. They're wannabes. They're
posers.
They
that's
are.
A good line to have from Paul Perillo.
They are. They're not like really. They think that's what they think they're acting like out the stereotypes is what they're doing. It's like the caricatures of Italians. It's over the top. It's not real in any way, shape, or form.
I saw this guy the other day. He's on the on this like one of those like Suzuki motorcycles, the one that like racing type looking
street
things.
Bike.
He's got no shirt on. He's got the stupid hairdo that he's got the glasses, and like he's like preening on the motorcycle, like standing up with his chest out, like made
Eric
turn.
Well, it's hard not to. I mean, how can you not? You're like there.
It's just so absurd. It was just. I mean,
stuck
out like a sore thumb.
Steroids too, right? Aren't they taking steroids?
The people on that show are taking steroids.
Yeah.
Oh, without question.
My new effing haircut. That YouTube video.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're all on steroids and they all tan. That's all they do.
They tan and work out.
Stripper says this is out of Princeton, New Jersey, Yahoo News. For Landon Donovan, the months leading up to the World Cup have featured a public divorce, therapy, and nagging itch of a four-year-old failure. Yet 4 weeks out from the most important tournament of his career, Donovan credits the tribulations in his personal life with helping him attain maturity and perspective that drives his World Cup dream.
Okay.
Donovan and actress Bianca Kalich, or K-A-J-L-I-C-H,
yep.
whatever that is, who stars in the television sitcom Rules of Engagement, were married for 3 years before separating last July and finalizing a divorce in late 2009. And discussing that deeply personal subject, the 28-year-old United States forward refers to the relationship and the split as a catalyst for his improvement as both a man and a player. And goes on, but I won't read it.
So that makes the shout-out at the end of the interview even more weird. Unless, like you said,
together.
They must be trying to reconcile.
Maybe, you know, maybe, or maybe they since
they're on
have
friendly terms.
Become friends, yeah.
Everything online says that he was just being classy or something like
but
that.
But he blew her a kiss. I mean,
it was
not just classy.
Creepy?
Mm. Oh. Well, in light of the fact that they're no longer together, yeah. I didn't think it was creepy yesterday.
No. Yeah.
But now that I know they're divorced, it was creepy.
Meanwhile, his girlfriend that he's seeing now is like, hey, what about me?
He was playing well above the rim.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a pro athlete. That's what happens.
Well,
he still plays MLS, right?
No, he plays for Everton, and he had a
3-month stint
too.
In the Premier League.
He's going to make good money now.
He's sort of a pro. Yeah. If you're playing soccer and you're in the U.S., you're not really a pro. Yeah.
But he's gonna cash in now. He's 28, so he's got, 3-4 years?
Yeah, he'll probably go back to England.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. I mean, money's going to be a lot better over there.
Oh, are you kidding me? Of course. All right, Web Radio at Patriots.com, 508-543-7482. Patriots, any news? What do we got going? Teddy Bruschi's here today doing a
youth
clinic
camp
for SBLI. There will be some coverage of that later on at Patriots.com.
Freddie, what's your interest in Unger?
Training camp practices?
What about them?
The ones with the Falcons. I guess the Falcons released something on their...
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
What did they release?
Just the times of the double sessions.
On the Tuesday and the Wednesday scheduled.
So, I think that's the 10th and 11th of August, I believe.
Something like that. But what do you think about Unga Bunga?
What the hell is
running
that?
Running back, BYU, supplemental draft. 3-time 1,000-yard rusher, 6-foot, 237 pounds. I like him, Fred. He's a bruiser. He's your kind of guy. He's not a dance around. He's a lower-the-shoulder kind of guy that you would like.
Is he like a Christian Okoye?
You mean he's a real Toby Gerhart?
Yeah. I like him. And you know how I have the thing for the... Samoans or Tongans or whatever he is.
You have a thing for
Pacific
Samoans,
Islanders?
Huh?
Yeah, Pacific Islanders. And he got kicked out of school for apparently having sex with his girlfriend.
What's wrong with that?
It breaks the code.
Well, she was 10.
BYU.
No. Code of ethics at BYU. No premarital sex.
Because you know Jim McMahon never had premarital sex at BYU.
And they actually admitted to it. They both went and took themselves, got a 1-year suspension. She was a basketball player. He's a football player. So you get a 1-year suspension for breaking the code, which also includes drinking, smoking, all that stuff.
So this is the tryout he's having in Provo?
Supplemental draft workout.
Yeah.
All teams are going to be there because he's a 3-time 1,000-yard rusher. I don't care who you are, where you're from, you're going to get noticed. You want him?
Explain how the supplemental draft works.
You bid on him. You put a concealed, what do they call it, a closed envelope bid or whatever, where you would take him. Third round, second round, I would take him in this round. The NFL just lines them all up, and whoever has the highest bid gets them. You lose that pick in next year's draft.
What kind of compensation does he get if he goes in the first round? It's the same. How does that work?
Well, no idea.
I mean, why wouldn't you say, I'll take him in the first round if you're interested?
Because you lose your first round pick the next year.
Ah.
I just said that. Okay. It literally wasn't even really finished coming out of my mouth, and he ignores it.
So mad for people talking over him.
What would you use on him? How high would you go, not knowing that much about him?
Second round.
I would, too. I'm intrigued.
Second round.
I like a big bruising Samoan tailback or whatever.
And then if more than one team puts second round, they go in the order, the draft order from the previous draft.
Right. I don't want a running back, so I wouldn't. I'm not interested.
When's the last time Patriots used supplemental draft?
99.
Yeah.
I want to say Jawan.
Never played.
He did nothing but sleep on the floor in the locker room.
He did nothing but ruin a press conference 2 years later when they signed Gerard, and Bill had to say, Gerard or Jawan? You talking about Jawan or Gerard? You mean Gerard in this one or that one?
It was a Laurel and Hardy skit, or Three Stooges. Jeremiah Masoli going to be in the supplemental draft too, right?
I believe so. I did not look that one up specifically.
No interest, by the way, for the Patriots, but just another talented player like the run. What's the running back's name?
Unga.
Unga. So, I mean...
I don't know how to say it. I just call him Unga.
We'll call him Unga for now.
What did you make fun of me about? I missed it.
Any Huskies in the supplemental draft?
No. No, the Huskies don't have any need for the supplemental draft. They actually go to school.
Oh.
They don't get kicked off their
teams. They also don't have a need for the regular draft.
They also don't have a team.
They don't have a team anymore.
They had one guy who was going to be it, and he didn't
have
the heart.
There is a Husky gearing up for NBA summer camps.
Your fault, Fred. Your fault.
It is your fault. You're the one who said it.
Okay. Todd Nova Scotia had a good name for our last show. It's just Paul and I.
Yeah.
We called it Jake and the Fat Man.
Yeah, that was excellent, actually. Yeah.
I would want to put a little spin
but he
on
wanted to put
Fat Jake and the Fat Man.
He wanted to put
say which one's which.
He wanted to put theme music to it, and I don't think anybody would know what the theme music was to Jake and the Fat Man.
Yeah, I don't, but
You have to get one of those TV Tunes CDs with all of the sitcoms.
Also, leftover from last show, we had some ideas to make, rule changes to make soccer better, and one of our listeners, Mensa from the Bronx, was challenging me to a soccer match. I don't know how you play one-on-one soccer, but I figured what we can do is we can have maybe a skills thing where we can have a shot accuracy test, and then who can fake an injury best. and the winner of that will be the better soccer player.
Oh, God! I skinned my backer!
Andy, watch yourself. You're going to knock that Coke over.
Oh, is that what you were flailing your arms at?
The thing kept going like this.
So,
and, you know, I can't have any wasted
I've never
Coke.
Seen or met Mensa, but my money's on him beating you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
He says he's older than me.
Oh, by a lot. He said he's a lot older than you.
I'll still put my money on Mensa.
Not when you factor in your athletic ability, your fatness,
I'll
beat
you in soccer, Eric.
You'll beat you? I'll be sure.
I don't know what that means, though, beating someone in soccer.
I don't know, but it involves a lot of running, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
That's why I eliminated
That's
you.
That's why my money's not on you.
No, let's do like a shot accuracy thing.
I think Fred will cover the spread.
He's a kicker. He should beat you.
I'm a kicker because of my soccer background, too.
And you probably
I should have assumed you had a background in whatever we were talking about.
We both probably played soccer.
Failed
the same
background.
Amount of time.
At another place where Eric has failed.
So, we'll see. We'll get out there.
we always say that. We never do. None of our athletic
Paul
endeavors ever
an Achilles
happened.
Injury, so we can't face him on the mound.
Bill
Sell mound too. And he is the mound.
William Barry writes in, Paul's favorite emailer. What is 3Y's last name again? Petruni is the answer. If she succumbs to Eric's charms, keep Scalavino for
if
business reasons, or will he take her last name?
Succumbs.
What's that word? Succumbs.
Dick Stadium.
Now, if you married her, would
she
you
succumbs to
her?
Eric, he'll be a happy man.
We just wanted to, you know, go
That's
out.
It's like two verbs in one right there.
Yeah, Eric,
That's
I know
good girls
you were,
do.
I know you were just doing it for radio, but I'm just playing along. Paul, you were there. Was that real or did he give you a look?
Total bobblehead.
Paul's busy.
Well, you have to bobble your head if you're going to succumb.
Paul's busy eating cookies right now, so he can't answer.
Oh, okay. That's the funniest thing ever. I don't know whether he did it on purpose or not, but
I was not serious is a line I've used when unsuccessfully hitting on a girl, but maybe it was true for you.
Is this Bill Berry?
Can't even
imagine him hitting on
and
a girl.
About pretty real to me.
About the clarinet, famous saxophone player Branford Marsalis started with a clarinet. He says the reason he changed was he noticed he could get girls with the saxophone.
Hey, girl.
Played the saxophone as well.
Oh, boy. It's okay, Eric. There are plenty of non-creepy dudes who play the clarinet like Woody Allen. Oh, wait. Benny Goodman. Benny Goodman. And P.S., how long before Paul's joke about Pereira backing the disallowed goal call appears unattributed in the Globe?
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah. So you also played the sax. Is there any other wind instruments you played?
No, but I was playing the drums too.
Percussion.
Yeah.
Wow, you're like a one man band.
Yeah, literally.
Played
but
with
I'm
yourself
pumped.
A lot.
Yeah. Ah, hey. Waiting for it. Waiting for it.
Oh,
so he failed at pretty much every instrument.
He held open tryouts to put a band together, but no one was good enough.
Right.
So he had to just do them all himself.
Oh, say can you see?
And he sang. That's pretty amazing.
He did it all. He's a stand-up comic.
Would you say right now you could pick up a sax and, like, play a song? Was it that long ago?
It was high school.
High school.
I have no formal artistic training.
Fred, speaking of formal artistic training, you had a revelation that you shared with the audience on Tuesday, but Eric didn't really hear
it. Well, you know, I don't want to make this all about Eric, but, you know.
I do.
This is a factor. I am not kidding. In high school, I was taking an art class, and we were painting something. And when I was finished, the teacher said, you know, the only difference between what you just did and what a professional artist did is they sell their work.
Right.
So that afternoon, I swear to God, this is true, I went to the cafeteria and sold my piece of work for $5.
Okay.
So I have sold artwork before you have.
Yeah, you were also alive before I was.
But, you
so,
know.
So, I mean.
I think you were alive.
This was when you were in high school?
In high school.
What year?
Like 78.
Okay, so 78. I was 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, had just barely started on my art. You know, discovering art at that time. Still, so, yes, you had a huge head start on me.
The point
for
is, I've, you know, it's 1-0. Let's just put it that way.
You've had 32 years to catch up, right. And you didn't.
And he wasn't trying.
I'm
you
still
are.
Winning.
Oh! What are you doing?
I didn't realize what was in it.
Eric just threw his crumbled up lunch toward the garbage can. Paul intercepted it, and now orange peels are all over the floor.
And I'm hearing that as part of our new Comcast show, we may tape some of this. Good idea.
But Fred, I've sold 2 pieces this year already. So.
Oh, okay. So now it's
are the sales
one.
Final though? Delivery? Because until you deliver, I don't
did
consider
you cash
the sales
check yet?
Final.
Yes. Is it good?
Yeah, they're both good.
But did you deliver?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how soon before you walk
please
into my
get
office
out of here.
And say, Fred, I'm not.
Not soon enough.
I'm not working
not
here anymore.
Soon enough.
I've, you know, I'm going off and selling art. And I right. Great
work cash, homie. Well, that's the idea.
That's the
Fred.
Plan,
that's
right?
That's the plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We
as
know
long,
about
as, you'll, as, long as you'll have me, Fred.
200 plans all failed. My guess is this one will, too. All no right. offense.
What, are you calling Eric the Ralph Cramden of plans?
He doesn't
sure.
know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Isn't he the Honeymooners guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He always had the scheme that he would come home and it never worked out.
So he was the opposite of the A-team. Plan never came together?
I don't know what he means by that.
The
you don't
know
the
never seen the I love it when
Fred?
A plan comes together.
George Peppard.
Did you never watch the A-Team, either, Fred? No, I wasn't a big A-Team.
I never watched it either.
Wow. I don't think it was on that long, right?
It was on for like 5 seasons, but at its height, it was like,
it was
know,
big. I loved
like
it.
The number one show in the country.
And they, I don't know if you know, they made a movie about
hey,
it.
Hey, get,
out
get
right
the
now.
Years that the A-Team was on. So, listen.
I'm going to say.
Don't shake your head at me. Don't shake your head at me.
83 to 87.
That'll work for you.
Does
I'm
that
saying
sound
shorter
right?
than that.
83 to 87?
82 to 85.
All right.
All right.
We got a bet.
That would be when I was in high school. So
yeah, but it still it was the number one show in the country.
That's why I wasn't into
you
it.
You didn't even like catch a glance or
he was, too cool.
No, no,
he
no.
was going out at night getting drunk.
I'm sorry, I was getting laid. Anyway,
oh, God no.
You guys
by something worse than the mascot.
But I know what it was.
What were your dates? What were your dates?
82-85.
I said 84-87. 83-87 is what I said.
What's your final answer?
83-87.
You got it.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I was in high school. I know of the show. I know who was in it and stuff, but I never actually watched it.
Pity the fool.
All right.
The other phrase, Fred, just bring this full circle, is I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
The George Peppard said it at the end of every show.
Oh, okay.
The boss.
When they have this wacky, when they come out of a barn right. and they turn 3 rakes and a broken down tractor
into
a tank.
Right.
Is that
he goes,
they were kind of the same thing, only one was one guy and the other was like, what was that, 4 of them?
But that was the shtick. They would get trapped somewhere and build a tank and drive out.
Okay. Anyway, webradio@patriots.com, 508.
Oh, and by the way, Fred,
7482.
You
yes?
should let you should go see the movie because your guy from District 9.
Yeah.
Is plays Murdoch, the crazy guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The South African guy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And Bradley Cooper
plays
in it,
Mad
so
Dog
Paul
Murdoch.
Hates it.
Right. Bradley Cooper plays
movie?
Faceman.
Yeah, I'm not a big Bradley Cooper fan.
And a UFC guy's in it. What's his
That's
name?
Right. Rampage Jackson.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And Liam Neeson is the George Peppard role.
And it looks like they try to fly a tank in this new one.
Oh, good. With bubblegum?
Well, it's sort of a modern, updated version. But
I just hear him. He says, you can't fly a tank, fool.
I'll miss it.
Why not?
All right. Webradio@patriots.com. 508-543-7482 is the phone. Yeah. A lot of other movies I'd rather see.
Wet Blanket.
Just saw
on the plane?
Shutter Island recently.
I saw that too.
Well, how was that?
Well, I read the book, so it was no
did?
Surprise for me.
I kind of figured it out in the first 5 minutes.
I was kind of hoping they deviate from the book so there would be a surprise, but they were very true to the book. And the book I thought was
You know what
awesome.
I thought gave it away, Fred?
Yeah.
When he lands on the island.
Well, don't give it away for the listener.
No, but that's what I thought gave it away to me.
Andy, did you see it?
Yeah.
No, when they land on the island and everybody's looking at him.
Yeah.
Well, I was like,
having read the book, I saw every clue that they were giving away.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he a crazy man?
We're not going to talk about it.
I've never seen anything. That's what you guys just led me to believe.
If you're going to do one or the other, I would read the book, though. The book was.
Thought it was a good movie, though.
Yeah, it was.
I liked it.
Very, very good movie. I can imagine if you hadn't read the book, it would be really good.
Yeah,
really
and scary. It's scary. It's well done scary.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like cheesy, hokey
no
titles.
Gore or anything
right,
like
it's
that.
It's well done
psychologically scary.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We got a lot of emails, as I told you, all different topics. Some Patriots. We'll be right back.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter.
We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted,
what?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan!
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
You got?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America NA member PIC. Copyright 2009 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks in Cancun back on... Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio back on Monday? Wish you were here. Well, not really. But with flights to over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines back tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
This is Rich Eisen of NFL Network. Where do I go when I want my latest fresh, hot Patriots information? I go to PFW in Progress.
I really like those celebrity drop-ins. We got to get more of
that. That's disturbing, though, the way Eisen says that.
That's all right. It's good. It's in the context of the show. That's what we're about.
And he's good to play along.
He's excellent.
He certainly doesn't take himself seriously.
I don't know how he does what he does, though. Being just on that network every day.
Carrying those clowns for hours on end.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
He's like the lone legitimate TV guy.
Yeah.
He knows how to run a show.
Hey, yeah. I'm not so sure.
You're not so sure?
He must be.
Well, they use Fran Alberts. What's his name?
Fran Charles.
Albert.
Yeah, he's a legit TV guy.
That's Marv.
Albert.
Question for you, Fred.
Yeah.
We got cookies today, which is good. I heard there was ice cream cake.
First of all,
let me thank Scott from
Atlanta for today's lunch.
Tremendous.
Awesome.
You're the best ever.
Excellent hookup.
Thank you, Scott.
Scott Atlanta. Eric will return the favor when he's down there. Screw you. Covering practice.
But on
you're going to screw him? No, screw you, Andy.
Yeah. But on Tuesday, will he be coming to practice, Scott?
How the hell would I know?
He could if he wants to, but Eric will be there.
Make sure you look us up, Scott.
By us, you mean Eric.
But Tuesday, you guys weren't here, Eric and Andy. We had lunch from Rajiv, I believe, bought us lunch.
That's correct.
And then somebody mentioned, oh, you guys should have dessert. The next thing we know, there's a Baskin-Robbins ice cream cake here.
Unbelievable.
Sent by Sam in Chicago.
It was sitting upstairs at the reception desk picked up by your people.
Yes.
Wow.
So, you know,
Laura was probably very
upset.
That
was unbelievable, you know, to have dessert delivered.
Couldn't wait till Thursday, Sam.
Dessert
for me and
on
Andy
demand.
To get back.
It was unprecedented.
Well, I had some yesterday when Paul and I came down mid-afternoon and finished
Sam,
off.
Sam, you'll be happy to know that Andy was able
to partake. Had some pretty incredible spreads here. We had the Matt from Oregon came in with the elk, actually twice.
Yeah.
And then we had from the Sunset Bar and Grill.
Oh, that was tremendous. Fantastic.
That spread was just incredible. Obviously, we've had the Qdoba spreads over the years.
Bar-Louie.
So we've had a lot, but
Davio's.
As far as uniqueness, we've never had dessert.
And oh, not an ice cream cake.
But yeah. On demand.
Ice cream on demand.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. The separate dessert that came later
super.
In the show.
So now
that
we're
was...
looking for the cigar and single malt scotch.
Oh. Yeah.
And strippers.
not the emailer. Yeah, we're like Al Gore. We're looking for a happy ending here.
That would be funny if, like, four girls went in through security. Oh, we're here for the PFW show. And they've got, like, their trench coats on, you know, and they come.
Yeah, that wouldn't raise any suspicions or anything else.
Oh, that would be something.
First time ever I'm not going to say something.
All right, PFW, web radio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the phone number.
And on it right now.
No. Oh, is there?
I don't know. That's usually what you do. You give out the number when they can't possibly call.
No.
So you actually
the lines
can
are open.
Lines are open at 508-543-7482.
Truth and advertising.
Tacoma, can I make the announcement or do you not want me to?
Sure. Everyone seems to know.
Toyota is leaving the show. In Foxborough.
Because Doc won't let him run the board on a consistent
He's
basis.
He's chasing his girlfriend
chasing
in grad
Tang.
School. Yeah. He's going to grad school at where?
Loyola University, Maryland.
And Loyola University, Maryland. Why are you guys not going to the same if you want to chase her so you can keep an eye on her?
She's going to a different school. She's going to Virginia Better. Tech, but the campus Better. In Alexandria, Virginia.
Better.
For landscape architecture for
Better.
Her. Yes, better.
Thought so.
She should go to
I'm
University of Idaho for landscape architecture. That's got a really good program.
Idaho.
You know, so you got about another month left
of this relationship.
Yes, there's one more month. I'm leaving on July 23rd.
So we're gonna need another producer / someone to work for Dvorkin
to answer the damn phone that's ringing in the background.
You could say hold on.
Yeah, isn't that what they do at real radio stations?
Yeah.
Please hold.
All right. So I don't know. I guess if you're a crack radio producer, you want to get your resume into Jason Dvorkin.
Crack is not necessary.
Jason D at patriots.com.
Why do you do that?
What?
That.
Do what? We need someone to take his place.
Okay.
What, we have somebody already?
No.
So what did I do wrong?
This.
That.
All right.
If you want to make my life easier for the next month, you can volunteer to buy lunch.
Yeah. Oh, man, I hadn't even thought that he coordinates the lunches.
It's like the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar farewell tour.
Screw the show.
Let me be the first to say farewell.
Who's going to? Oh, man.
508-543-7482. On the phone right now is Brad from the Eastern Shore.
Baltimore.
Brad, how you doing?
All right, guys. And, you know, I hope Tacoma's ready to sweat like the Dickens when he gets down here.
Are you ready to sweat like the Dickens?
Prepared. We're on our sixth straight day of 90-plus degrees here in June. So
it's hot. So it was 95 on the Loyola campus this morning.
Yeah, but you're on the shore, Brad, so you can just take a dip when you want to, right?
That's right. But, hey, I welcome another Patriots fan to the great state of Maryland. So
awesome.
Hopefully he'll make a good transition.
Brad, are you a big lacrosse fan from being down there?
No, because I grew up in Maine, so I'm not a big lacrosse fan.
All right. Just wondering.
Well, you can be. Up in Maine.
You can be just because you're from Maine.
You don't have long poles up there?
Oh, God.
What?
No, I mean, you know, unfortunately, it's not covered on local TV, so, you know, you kind of have to be near a school that does it
right.
in order to get kind of be following it.
Right.
Otherwise, it's kind of like following the Patriots, you know, when you've only got PFW, so.
Right. Is that a shot?
It felt like a little bit of a shot
felt
there.
Like it, yep.
No. I was saying in a good way, meaning if you've got PFW, then you will follow the Patriots.
Okay.
If you've got a lacrosse outlet, then you can follow the lacrosse.
Gotcha.
Or your life sucks if this is the only way you can watch it.
Shut up.
Well,
I can't wait till she cheats on you.
You know, they kind of like the Ravens down here, so.
Yeah, big news today, signing Mark Bulger, huh?
Yeah. I was teasing a coworker about that today that, you know,
Patriots should sign him as a backup.
Concussions guaranteed, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's damaged goods. I'd be scared to death if he ever touched a helmet, put it on, and was anywhere near
Mark
a defense.
Mark Bulger you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to play. What's the difference?
But
just
I mean,
as a backup.
But he might have to at some point.
Well, they are paying him.
The season's over.
$3 million?
No. I'm not worried in any way about – I feel he's like Teddy Bruschi when he first came back. I was worried I was going to see an actual, like, life-changing injury on the field. Trent Green, these guys that I worry that their lives are over.
Yep. No, sure definitely. I can't understand what Baltimore is doing, you know, with that move, but that's okay.
Veteran presence.
They need a backup quarterback.
Well, they got Troy Smith.
They need a backup quarterback. Yeah, I don't think much of Mark Bulger either. I agree with you.
Touche. Hey, I'll tell you, if it wasn't for Mankins holding out and World Cup, you guys would have been really dead meat on Tuesday.
Yeah, you guys.
Unfortunately, I was on the road Tuesday, so I had to listen to the podcast, but I was laughing myself thinking, for a guy that doesn't like soccer, it's saving his show today. So.
True. Well, it's, Fred likes soccer.
It is
That's
funny.
Why we talk so much soccer.
It is funny.
I'm talking about Paul.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
No, right. it is.
And I'm in your camp. I did watch the ESPN, the goal there by Donovan yesterday, and it was cool, but you know what? I could have just as easily seen the highlights. So.
But, yeah. You know, it's funny because it's like, you know, Donovan scores, and all the soccer lovers in the country are like, oh, my God, we're going to own sports radio today. And then this tennis match happens and kind of steals the show
a little bit.
But
they're not going to own it anyway. Exactly. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
just like tennis isn't going to own the airwaves
today.
No, but
for that day, everybody was talking about either soccer or tennis yesterday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's true. Got a couple
things. I
didn't
hear Fogler and Mass talking about it. I didn't listen to the big show.
So,
what do you got?
One thing for Paul.
Yes.
To continue our banter about Vincent Jackson in San Diego.
Vincent
Mankins.
Refresh my memory. We had banter?
Yeah, you were saying there's no way that San Diego.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's all right. We both agreed that both are disgruntled. They're both going to make about $50 million. Would you, if you were San Diego, not if you were the Patriots, if the Patriots offered you Mankins and the second first-round draft pick that we have for Vincent Jackson and their second-round draft pick, would you do that?
No. If I were San Diego?
Yeah.
No.
You're still too high a price to pay for a guard.
If it was a guard and a first for Vincent Jackson,
and
then I would take it, but not with a second, too. I just think Vincent Jackson's a more valuable player, significantly more valuable player, than an offensive lineman.
Oh, and I agree wholeheartedly. My question is...
Yeah, all you have to do is take the top five, average of top five salaries in both positions, and wide receiver is more.
Oh, well, technically no, because left tackles are...
No, right. I'm talking about guard.
Guard.
Well, right now, there's certainly five $50 million guards now.
There are.
You know, $45 million guards anyway.
That's true.
But I just think that wide receiver is a much more valuable position, and the specific player... is a more valuable player. I think Vincent Jackson, we talked about Randy Moss, is still probably one of the top five wide receivers. Vincent Jackson's in that conversation one of the five best in the game right now.
But, you know, if you take the best wide receiver in the NFL and the best guard in the NFL, which do you rather have?
I'll take the wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Of course.
Right. Yeah.
Of course.
Well, now, flip it around. Now you're back on the Patriots. Now you're Mr. Kraft again, or Bill. Take your pick. And,
Mr. Kraft, much richer.
What you're looking next year, conservatively, at a top seven draft pick out of Oakland?
Maybe.
Well, I said conservatively.
I think that's optimistically.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay.
Especially now that they have at least an NFL player quarterback.
Well, that's true.
They had a quarterback who played for the other team basically last year.
But you know what? I saw Campbell a lot down here in D.C.
He's not great.
He stinks, but Jamarcus Russell didn't deserve to be on a college field, never mind an NFL field.
But he's good enough to get you to 8-8.
It's an upgrade, but, you know, Campbell can throw just as bad a pass across the middle as Jamarcus Russell.
I don't agree.
Maybe Russell missed both the offense and the defense. Campbell, unfortunately, will hit one or the other. We'll say top 10. How's that?
Okay.
The wide receivers that I've heard you guys talk about, the stuff I've read, the top wide receivers are kind of Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson mold receivers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Larry Fitzgerald, Andre Johnson.
That's saying that Moss doesn't come back. Okay, so now we have a void of our number one, 6'4", you know, tall, lanky
playmaker.
Wide receiver position is available. Is Vincent Jackson a better alternative having to go get him? In other words, whatever that number is, if it's Mankins and a first or whatever, is that a better alternative than getting a rookie wide receiver with all the head cases we've seen coming out of wide receivers for the last few years as a top 10 pick and the risk of him not working out?
Sure. I'll take the guy that's proven it in the NFL.
Yeah, I would rather have the proven commodity. But I don't think they would, because that proven commodity is going to have to get $50 million. They don't like doing that.
Right.
So you think they'd rather go with one of the top flight 6'4" wide receivers and hope he's not a head case?
Well, they probably wouldn't take one in the first round.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that they would rather not pay that kind of money to a wide receiver, to anybody. I mean, they don't have the highest paid guy at a lot of different positions, if any. You know, they don't really do that. They don't have guys that are among the highest paid at their positions spread around the roster. It just seems to run counter to what they want to do.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's right or wrong or indifferent. I'm just, as a point of fact, I'm just going by experience.
All right.
But I like Vincent Jackson a lot, and I think if they could get Vincent Jackson, Brad, I would do it. I agree with Andy. I think he is worth much more worth the risk than an unproven rookie, regardless of almost who he is. You have a proven NFL player in his prime as opposed to an unknown commodity, no matter how talented, coming out of the draft.
All right. Time to pick your numbers here for all of you guys, not just Paul.
I was going to ask us to pick our numbers.
More interceptions, Bodden or Butler-McCourty combined?
Butler-McCourty. Butler-McCourty.
Yeah, all right. I'll go Butler-McCourty.
All right.
I'll go Butler-McCourty, too, I guess. Two players.
More touchdowns. Non-Randy Moss wide receivers or the tight ends?
Tight ends.
So it would remove Moss from the wide receivers.
I'll say tight ends,
too. No, I'll go wide receivers.
So will I.
I'll go tight ends, easily.
All right. Starting left guard at the beginning of the season, Kazier or Connolly?
Kazier.
Logan Mankins.
Ooh, Fred.
Now I really want to have the conversation with him off the air.
I want to have it on the air. Didn't you just walk in and say, what are we going to do to the yearbook if
you,
Logan Mankins isn't here? We're
going
to pull him out of the
yearbook? You wanted to know if I was going to take him out of the yearbook yesterday.
Right.
Now today you
like
haven't started.
Like frantic, though. You
just
came
in case.
With like frantic eyes.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Wasn't he a little weird when he came in, a little worked up? I don't know. Paul's doing Ray Rice behind the microphone.
Ray Rice.
But you were all frantic. Now you think he's going to be starting opening day.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Oh, is this a guess, or is this you talk to someone?
Why?
Is it an educated guess?
It's an absolute guess.
No, it's not educated.
Why would you have asked
informed.
Us if we're taking him out if you think he's going to start?
Because there is
day.
A chance he doesn't play. He doesn't.
I'm going Dan Conley, by the
but
way.
But there's almost no chance that we're going to have him not on the roster as of next week when the yearbook
deadline?
Goes to print.
Oh, okay, so then that's the answer. It's going to be too late anyway in case anything happens.
Yeah.
So it'll be a collector's item.
And I go Nick Kazier, Brad.
All right.
I go Kazier as well.
All right.
No, I just think anybody can play there.
More yards rushing.
Mendenhall.
Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and Falk. Or Taylor and LM.
Taylor and LM.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go that
if
way.
If they draft Unga, BJGE might not be on the roster.
Well, if you're a Studley guy there that's, I can't remember, what do you guys always call him?
The new running back? Oh, Thomas Clayton?
Clayton.
I never claimed he could play.
Oh, I don't think he's going to be on a team.
Just because he led the NFL in preseason rushing a couple years ago. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis has done the same thing.
Football thing you don't care about.
I already gave it to him.
Yeah. Okay.
He's yoked. If I'm looking for a bodyguard, a wrestler, Thomas Clayton getting the call. Running back, not so sure.
Right. All right, last two. More total points.
Steelers.
Randy Moss. Or the running backs?
Randy Moss.
Running backs.
Running backs.
Running backs.
Randy Moss.
All right. And the last one, Brady's over-under touchdowns. Over 30, under 30?
Under.
Under.
I'm going to say over.
I'm just going to take history.
I'm going to say over.
That's the only thing I'm basing it on is 9 out of 10 years he was under 30, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But I feel we have as close to the bottom of the barrel running game as you can have, and I now fear Maroney getting the ball near the goal line, and I think Taylor and Morris can't get it over the goal line.
I think Taylor can. I think Morris can.
Yeah.
And Maroney was fine until he had that blip late in the year. Now, right, if you think he's damaged goods
that's
mentally.
That's my problem. If he had had that blip in the first 3 weeks and was fine the rest of the season, that's one thing. But that all came at the end of the season.
But why do you think Fred Taylor can't score touchdowns or Sammy Morris can't score touchdowns?
Because I think he'll be hurt.
Okay. Well, that's that's a fair question. I mean, that's a fair point. They've both been injured.
He gets four when he's not hurt, and Morris gets four when he's not hurt.
Well, that's why I went with the running backs and the Randy Moss question. Randy Moss had 13 last year. The running backs had more than 13.
Right.
And two of them missed all the year. You know, Fred Taylor had a few, and he missed most of the season, and Morris had a few, and he missed a lot of the season.
If you guys are even close to being accurate.
Nope.
Stop the sentence right there.
There's no need to continue.
No, if you guys are close to being accurate with and seeing as none of us have seen Gronk and Hernandez on the field, I think a lot of those 3 yard first and goal at the three, we're going to see a pass to the tight end where
I think you always see
we were trying to run it twice and then do a throw it to the corner of the end zone when the whole world knows it's going to the corner of the end zone.
See, I don't see that in the Patriots offense. I see a lot of throwing in the red zone, especially in goal-to-goal
situations. It might be more successful now than it was before.
No, I think that's how they get all their touchdown passes. It's still down close.
It might be more successful, though, more often.
G-Force will get his touchdowns.
Which is why I'm saying I think Brady will be over 30 this year in touchdowns.
I think so, too. He could be. He had 28 last year, right?
Yeah.
Certainly.
More of those will be 3 yard touchdown passes to Gronkowski and Hernandez instead of a fourth and goal, and we finally exhale because somebody plunges it over the goal line.
Yeah. Okay, Brad.
Thanks for the call. Rest of the week, and hope this warm weather gets up to you guys.
All right, Brad.
See you in a month, Brad.
Keep an eye out for Tamasha's girlfriend. She's on the prowl.
I wanted to get out some breaking news. According to Pro Football Talk, the Patriots have signed Gary Guyton to an extension.
Okay. To an extension or to his exclusive rights?
An extension. And according to Albert Breer, Paul's reading it right now, Breer has the details of the contract, or so he reports. Paul, why don't you...
or so he reports.
I'll read it...
Here, and here.
I'm just going to read it verbatim. The two-year accord reached between Gary Guyton and the Patriots can be viewed as a goodwill offering from the club. But the team benefits as well, making this a win-win for the sides. Let's analyze how they came to the numbers. Guyton was an exclusive rights free agent with a $470,000 tender. Had he played that one out, he would have been, almost certainly regardless of the CBA situation, a restricted free agent next year. That would have meant, from the team side, tendering him an offer before the start of the 11-league year. Because Guyton was an undrafted free agent, the Patriots likely would have tended him at a second-round level. Those numbers inch up every year, but this year the second round was 1.648. So if you add the tender Guyton got this year plus the tender he will likely have gotten next year at this year's rate, you come up with a total of 2.15. Now let's look at what he got. Signing bonus, 650. 2010, 505,000. 2011, 1 million. Total, 2.155 million. He goes on with a bunch of more mumbo jumbo. Given that the RFA tenders will, I'm getting a popsicle headache. I don't know about anybody else.
I agree.
So
with
Gary Guyton, 2 year extension, and certainly not a big money thing, but good for his security and good for the team because they don't have to worry about him even remotely having the possibility of exploring.
And he now has a lockout buffer. He gets his signing bonus in this and this year's salary.
Yeah, I agree with Bert.
So if there's no football next spring, he's got a little money in the bank.
All right.
What happened to my voice?
I don't know. But clear it, please. TJ says...
Not going to fall for the plan.
Fred, 90th? 91st? What did I say?
91th.
91th. That's 91st. What I said.
For some reason, by the way, in this blog item that Bert has, he has a... You know how he always puts the little photos in?
Yeah.
He has a picture of Guyton on the plane when we went to London. You know, those... Single
oh, no, pods,
so you could stretch out your legs and stuff. I think Fred had one of those, didn't you?
What's that?
No. Didn't you have one of those chairs?
He was in the second level.
I didn't have that.
Did you just have a full king size bed?
No, that's first class right there.
You were up somewhere.
You were upstairs, weren't you?
You were somewhere away from the steerage.
I was in business class.
And we were in economy.
I had a wider seat.
You needed it.
So anyway, TG says, you know things are slow with football when you guys are talking football.
Yes.
But it is the World Cup after all. Go USA, except for you, Paulie. Go North Korea.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't jump on the bandwagon now. You couldn't have cared less if they got blown out 5-0. It's what you said. It's on the tape.
Paul's North Korea team lost 7-0 the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in a monsoon. Terrible.
The third was really mad at him.
In an attempt to get back to football, says TJ, it's not a Patriots subject, but the Jacksonville Jaguars are having big trouble selling tickets, it seems. Could this be the start of the end for the franchise? Where do you see the NFL moving them, if need be? Is L.A. the obvious answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
It could be, yeah. I mean, Toronto for the Bills, but that's another city that's looking for, we would think, a team.
Who?
Toronto.
Toronto?
You know.
But would it work if Toronto and the Bills were competing?
No, Bills would have to move.
No, the Bills would
okay,
move
that's what
there.
I'm saying. So it's not really an option for Jacksonville to go
well,
compete with
the... Well, unless
the
Bills don't want to move, and then now they can
we're just
have
gonna squash
two cities
the Bills
vying
out of business.
For one team.
Mm, you know? Yeah, I don't know if they...
But you'd be putting one out of business.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it could be. It's too close.
It's cleaner if you just move Jacksonville
right,
to L.A.
Right.
Anyway, TJ goes on to say, come opening day, what do you see as the Patriots running back roster? Basically, who was in and who was out? And in your opinion, which teams that made the playoffs last season do not make it this season? And how can I get potty trained by Giselle?
I wouldn't want her to. Not that hot.
I want her anywhere near me.
Anywhere near you?
Anywhere near me.
She's not toxic, Paul.
I think she is. I think she has polluted the mind of our quarterback.
Oh, I agree with that.
And it's really bothering me.
I thought you meant
you
a physical sense.
I'm blaming it all on her.
Yeah.
Wow. Yoko.
That's wrong. That's giving her him a free pass.
Well, hey. I've always been a big supporter of Tom Brady, and you haven't always been on board, so I can understand why.
He stopped competing, I stopped bowing.
He's going to have a great season this year, and
I
all
agree.
This is going to go away.
I disagree. I agree with the first part and disagree with the second.
He's going to have a great season this year right into unrestricted free agency.
Everyone sucks, but
and it'll all go away when he signs elsewhere. No, I'm just kidding. 0.1%.
don't bring that number.
Running backs. Maroney,
I think the
same
core as last year.
Morris,
yeah.
Falk, Unga.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Unga Bunga.
I want Unga Bunga.
You're almost at Mendenhall level with this kid.
It's different. I don't think he'll be great. I'm just intrigued by having a big Samoan running back.
Mendenhall. Right.
Assuming they don't find out what he is before I offend him.
Is he a fullback?
No.
No, he's a tailback. Three seasons, 1,000-yard rusher.
Man, I really don't want him. He's a big, oversized
6
tailback.
6 foot, 237.
Oh, I really don't want him.
Well, is he fast? What's his time?
We don't know.
I've seen him play. He's not super fast. But
yeah, he'll be fast for a year, and he'll take the NFL punishment, and he won't be fast anymore.
You were in love with, what's his
he'll
name?
He'll be a turtle.
Gerhardt. Why don't you want him?
Ron Dane.
Gerhardt does
Ron
have some speed.
Where? I meant Entourage.
Oh, come on. WebRadioPatriots.com. Trey from Utica is on the phone. Hey, Trey.
How you doing?
Good.
Not what I expect.
Is that it?
Oh. Hello?
Is this thing on?
Hello?
What's up, Trey?
Yeah, there?
We're here.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a question for you guys. What are going to be the New England Patriots' top players this year? Top key players?
Who are you looking to get your fantasy draft all filled out?
Trey, how old are you?
I'm 14.
What difference does it make how old he is?
I was just asking.
If your voice cracks at 14, it's okay. If your voice cracks at 42, it's not.
We're getting good.
Your voice just cracked.
Randy Moss, Tom Brady.
Good, Andy.
Rob Gronkowski.
Will Fork.
Aaron Hernandez. Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman's a good one. Yeah.
Talking about offense, or are you talking all around?
Offense,
yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
This is a fantasy
call.
Yeah,
it's fantasy.
Yeah. Let's pick a running back for Trey.
Down here?
Let's pick a running back for Trey that is going to get the most touchdowns. We go Maroney from
go
last
Maroney,
year.
Yeah,
I wouldn't feel great about it.
No,
yeah.
But
Unga,
right. Unga, Bunga? Lawrence Maroney will be your running back of choice, and I'd say Aaron Hernandez would be a tight end of choice statistically.
Yeah. Yes, a lot of catches,
a
few TDs. It's Moss, big year. Go Moss though, big year.
Moss.
Okay.
Now Trey, are you a Patriots fan?
What are you writing them all down?
I was born there, and...
Where were you born, Trey?
I was born in Malden, Massachusetts.
Malden, nice. GBL city.
You sound like the kid from Superbad. McLovin.
No, so do you always like to pick Patriots for your fantasy draft, or are you just calling all the teams?
I always pick Patriots.
Okay. All right, well, that's cool.
No other team has a show like ours.
Yeah, he couldn't call all the other teams.
No, he's calling the GMs of the other teams.
Yeah, sure.
Who are your top players going to be this year?
When did you get out of school this year? When did school end in Utica?
June 9th or 11th.
Oh, so you got out early.
Yeah.
You're not in summer school?
Toyota, you got to get him to do a station ID for us.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Nope.
Okay.
Neither does Eric. Don't worry about it. You got plenty of years before you get to 38 and unhappy.
How long have you been a listener, Trey?
For a while.
Okay, that's cool. We
well, you got to call in a little bit more often.
I know. We haven't heard from you. Do you email at all?
I'm going to start.
Is okay. Trey your real name?
Huh?
Is Trey your real name?
Yeah.
How do you spell it? T-R-E?
T-R-E-Y.
Yeah, T-R-E.
Oh, T-R-E?
Now, like, Trey, yeah. As a 14-year-old, you're a little bit younger probably than most of our audience. Do we offend you at all with our sometimes not-so-juvenile suitable behavior?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Does your mom know you listen?
Some of what you are about to hear.
Has she ever heard what we say?
By some people.
Yeah.
Really? And she's okay with it?
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Oh, is she hot? Wow. Is your mom hot?
All right. Yeah. I knew this is where you were going with this.
Trey, I apologize for his behavior.
Leave him alone.
I apologize too, but is she?
Does she know what a MILF is?
Oh, God.
All right.
You just don't stop.
All right, Trey. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a nice
one. Okay.
All right, Trey. God, give the kid a break, will you?
You are a colossal.
Yeah. Really, you're an ass.
Ass.
14-year-old kid calls in, you got to make fun of him.
I'm not making fun. I'm laughing with him, not at him. He was a good sport.
Oh, my God.
And he's getting back at all the old mean kids who used to make fun of him when he was a fat little boy.
But that's not the way you do it.
I was much younger.
No, I know.
You
but that's the way he does
kids,
it.
Not after kids that were like him.
Yeah, but
what, I put together a lipstick list?
He stopped.
And there were no mean kids.
He stopped maturing it.
You said you used to get all made fun of a lot when you were a kid.
Not really. No, I said they would play like, they would jump on my back and stuff on the playground, but it was more
King
like
of the
a,
Mountain?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Like.
You were the mountain?
Yeah, kind of.
All right.
I was fat.
What's this? I got a message from Tacoma.
It was funny because he's fat.
Trey's mom on line one.
What do you guys know?
He really has mailed
Tacoma's
in.
Already left the show.
It's a message from Tacoma. Let's take a break so we can come back with Andy being a dick bit. All right.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. You want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on a New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
Just found out American Airlines flies to more than 250 cities in 40 countries. That's a lot of flying. So basically, that's 250 different things that I can put on my out-of-office auto reply. Why, I could say, island hopping in Hawaii, returning Friday. This is going to be fun. Better yet, swimming with whale sharks and game coon and backup. Wait, that sounds dangerous. Oh, I know. How about samba dancing in Rio back on Monday? Wish you were here. Well, not really. But with flights to over 250 cities in 40 countries, it's easy to get wherever I want to go on American. Even if it just happens to be sales meeting in Des Moines, back tomorrow.
What will you put on your out-of-office reply? 250 cities, 40 countries, unlimited possibilities. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
Hold on.
You're a bad person.
As a former fat kid, I can say it.
Here's my friend from the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, nice, Andy.
And
good job.
Steelers fan,
was
Zachary
nervous.
Hatfield.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, back here at PFW in progress.
That
Web
was
radio.
A very underrated
I
great
felt
moment
bad immediately.
PFW in progress.
You can hear me go, oh.
You talk before you think.
Right. And
no,
and
I didn't
it
know.
It was a
he
race
was a
between
and let's not
Fred,
pretend they were
Eric
all Make-A-Wish guys.
To see who could make fun of you fastest.
He was like the only Make-A-Wish guy.
Again, you talk before
oh,
you
like
think.
You. I learned it from watching you.
Webradio@patriots.com,
508-543-7482.
Hey, what did I miss? Oh, the organization got redistributed the power and I had some?
Let's
walk
see.
Into meetings.
Dear less important people and doctor.
Now, that wasn't right. That wasn't right at all.
I'm a recent graduate with a BS in management, and just your luck, I'm looking for work. I've hosted a talk radio show while in college.
Told you.
Where we had to work our own board, so I have some experience in producing radio.
Can you get lunch?
I would make sure, first and foremost, that lunch would be delivered
all
hot
right.
and on time so that the so-called talent and Fred,
so-called,
no, screw you, Andy, can shovel food into their faces at speeds not yet known to man. I can even supply the shovels, or in Paul's case, a backhoe or keg tap. A
trough will do.
I would make sure all rim shots were timely and new sound bites would be plentiful. And most importantly, I would make it my mission that Fred's mic is working and set to on at all times. If you said something bad, I would take all the blame as producer on duty. That
Maloney.
Being said, I probably wouldn't have a job long, so it doesn't sound that good anymore. Never mind.
You're lying your ass off.
I've been listening since 06. You guys make the fan experience so much better. Thanks. P.S. I really do need a job, which I'm sure you figured out since I'm listening to the show.
Hey. We have very successful listeners.
The demographics
right.
have
lawyers,
the mean
writers
income
on
of our listeners.
Hit doctors.
Shows.
Well,
well into six figures.
The whole idea of doing it at noon was so people could listen on their lunch hour and into their.
And the whole idea of making a podcast is people can listen anytime.
Right. So. All right, so we should be getting a lot more of these resumes, I would imagine.
Thanks to Fred. Well, we already have listeners who make bits for the show and opens and stuff.
When Dr. Schultz getting emails into his inbox, he's going to be real pissed.
That's true. They kind of have been doing the job for years. They might as well get paid for
it. Yeah, if they can run the board and order lunch.
Why? They can't.
This guy, the first time he came on,
he played an F-bomb.
Yeah, that's true.
Experience with the board is not necessary, as this monkey has proven. See, he's trying to find something, and he can't.
He deleted the F-bomb, so I wouldn't do it again.
Let's see. Nano writes in, Paul is not a tough guy poser like those kids on Jersey Shore. When Paul picks a fight with women in public, drops the F-bomb in front of his family, has anonymous sex with random mascots, does the crawl by in order to intimidate landscapers, parks in handicapped spaces, and goes from zero to hot with listeners, he does it like a true tough guy, not a lame poser.
You just go to hell.
Everything about that was true except for the anonymous mascot part. There was no anonymity involved there.
It was borderline relationship,
Paul
right?
gave her his name.
It was a regular thing, absolutely.
Well, I said borderline because she had a boyfriend, right? So it was.
Well, never mind.
You had a girlfriend, apparently.
What is it with mascots and inappropriate behavior lately?
It's true. Lately? This goes back decades.
Let's see. A lot of emails.
So read.
See, what I do need is the new producer to
screen them for you?
So I don't have to.
And print them out?
I think that would ruin the show. I don't think we can. We need to keep the formula the way it is.
In Goffstown, New Hampshire. Greetings, PFW.
Screw you, Travis.
How about the USA game? How's that for a little suspense and emotion? I'm sure that Paul was stubborn and didn't watch it like a fat dink that he is.
I did watch it.
He was too busy watching out the window for the pizza delivery guy to show up. If you can't follow and root for the U.S. after that game, then you are a bitter fat man who yells at women in grocery stores and writes letters to the dean of Northeastern begging him to be a ball boy on the basketball team. As for the changes in soccer you discussed, Fred, I agree with you. If you saw the U.S. game, Dempsey was called for offsides when he and most
Bogus.
Of the players were less than 10 feet from the goal.
Yeah.
That needs to change. But I just want to reiterate quickly that Paul Perillo is a lard-ass clown who should move to another country if he can't root for his own. There you go.
Wow. I agree.
I just don't like the sport. I still don't like it. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to apologize for that.
For not caring if your country loses?
I don't care about the sport. So if they win or lose, it is really no consequence to me.
It's a great
America.
Story, though.
I'm rooting
having,
for
America.
I want them to win the games. I don't care
so
if they do or not. There's a difference there. I'm not passionately involved. That's all.
But you do care if they win. I rooted for them.
Did I not?
Yeah, you'd
I was
rather
with
have
you
them
when,
win.
When, yes.
So you do care if they win.
But if the game is over,
right? You
it's
go
less than 5 seconds
right.
before I've forgotten about it.
No, I
because
that.
I don't care.
But you do care.
I want them to win, right. Yes.
Okay.
If that qualifies
I'm
as
trying
caring.
To help you out here, Paul.
If that qualifies as caring, then I don't need help from the loser soccer crowd. I don't need help.
Ghana?
Yeah. I think so. I don't know.
That is correct. They play Ghana.
2:00.
And England is the other one?
Playing Germany.
Now, would they play England
so
again?
So if Ghana played Korea, would it be Ghana-Korea?
Ha, 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 how long you worked on that one.
I just
that one had to just come out.
Paul has an interesting poser, as in question. Of all the New England sports teams, which one has the most loyal fans in good times and bad? Sox, Bruins,
the Revolution,
Celtics.
I'll tell you,
small
what,
but tight. Honestly,
is always here.
The most passionate,
no, not
diehard,
passionate,
diehards,
no, in good or bad times.
I go with the Bruins.
I think it's small, but you're right.
Yeah,
it's a small group, but
it's
are,
probably between 10,000 and 15,000 people. But it doesn't matter how bad they are.
Yeah, but
they're
don't
there.
You, don't you think though that if
I think it's a sign of bad fans, by the way.
Well, but don't you
stupid.
But don't you think that
even at a little.
That's how you look at all fans.
But
though,
don't
Paul.
You think that if any of the teams had
no,
the
just
same,
Patriots fans.
If any of the teams had the same drought that the Bruins have had,
would
be minimized.
They'd have 3,000 people a game.
A small but loyal following.
Yes, right. They'd have 3,000
right.
people a game if
right. right.
If they were anywhere else in the country.
Right.
So going 40 years without winning.
Yeah.
Well, that's a long time.
Didn't the Cubs have a loyal fan base? And the Red Sox went 86 years and still filled Fenway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, yeah.
Those are called stupid fans, according to Paul.
Paul, listen. The race there. The big man on Thomas who cuts inside play ball. Good night!
234 years ago yesterday, a bunch of ragtag farmers stood up against the greatest fighting force in the world. And today, school children in Massachusetts had Patriots Day off because of that. Well, a bunch of modern-day Bostonians have turned back hockey's royalty, and they have sent their faithful on a red-coated retreat through the exits. It's four.
How long are we going here?
Now, the worst,
sorry,
the worst fans,
Edwards.
I would say, in the four Boston sports would
Jack
be the Celtics.
Celtics fans? Yeah.
Of their diehard.
Look, I have to admit I'm one of them.
Oh,
In the 80s, I never missed a game.
I am too.
And
the 90s, he never went.
Right.
Then about 2007, he started going again.
But even now.
Not even now.
Even now, I wouldn't even pay attention until the playoffs.
Right.
Well, that's their fault. They didn't either.
Well, I think it's an NBA thing, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not what it used to be.
And you're so good. You get to such a level. Unless you start approaching that level again, it's like
too many games.
Well, that's
every sport plays too many games.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Including the NFL.
So let's add two more regular season games to the NFL.
Exactly. I know.
Tim
I know.
In Baltimore, which one of these defensive statistics would you want the 2010s to lead the league in?
Points allowed.
He's got six. Which of these? Pass yards allowed, rush yards allowed, red zone defense, number of forced three and outs, turnovers, or plays over 20 yards?
Red zone defense.
Yeah, followed by turnovers.
Red zone defense followed by turnovers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Out of those six, I think Andy's
they always
right.
say the turnover plus minus is a good indicator of a playoff
yep.
team. Very few teams that are zero or in the minus category hit the playoffs.
Yeah, I just think it's red zone defense is the bigger one because you're directly keeping
right.
points. Even if you don't create a turnover, you're keeping points
yes,
off.
Bill, unless you're check. Giving up big
yes,
plays.
Unless you're also
well,
the worst
then none
over
of them.
20 yards.
Then I need to just know points allowed because,
as Bill says, if I'm great in the red zone but giving up 70 yard plays, I stink.
Right.
Right.
So
you got to be giving up less than
so unless
two
you're gonna
touchdowns
play the game
fairly.
Less than two touchdowns a game.
Well, like they, you know.
Yeah.
Like they did in 03-04. They were around there, around the two-touchdown average.
Yeah, they were at 12 points.
And with this offense, you should be able to win most games that way.
Yeah, I would agree. I would give them a little bit more of a window. I'd probably say with this
17.
Offense, keep it below 17, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
16 and change, and I'll win most games.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Philippe in Sweden writes in, busy playing football today, so I can't listen live, but I'll make sure to get
email.
The podcast.
Football.
I've heard you talk about Randy Moss being great in practice during the preseason, both physically and mentally, but do you think his body will hold up over 16 games?
No idea.
It's one thing to run against air and yell at your defense and on your own team. They're not trying to kill him every play. Almost forgot, Fred, the UFC is coming to Boston in August, so you should give Dana White a call and see if you can get him on one of the prelims. Remember, max weight for HW is 265. What's an HW?
Heavyweight. This is from the guy who used to wear a singlet.
So he wants me to fight Dana White? Is that what he's saying? I don't know. What does he mean?
I think he wants you to fight Dana White.
I'll fight Dana White.
I don't know who Dana White is.
Oh, save that. I'll fight Dana White.
Jake Steele.
What day is that? We can already make Fred's headstone.
Randy Moss. Yes, he played all 16 games. The question is, you know, was he beat
100%
up? Was he 100%?
He was beat up.
Stories are that he was beat up. So it's a legitimate question, you know. But
no one knows the answer.
But that's the question with anybody over 30, and you know,
or any receiver for that matter.
So you know, who would have thought Welker would have gotten hurt? You know, the guy was as durable as hell. But you know, he had the bad knee to start the season, and he ended, you know, with the
shoulder.
Knee. Yeah.
And we should point out, we didn't talk about this a lot on Tuesday, Fred. And remember when I kept telling you there was something that I read that I wanted to talk about, and I kept forgetting what it
was?
Right,
right. Really bothered you.
Right. Yeah. Well, Andy and I were talking about this, too. It was the Mike Reese post that he had about a week ago about Welker and how he is really – and he's written it several times since now. He expects Welker to open the season on PUP and miss the first 6 weeks, which – I would be a little surprised about, but I thought it was worth discussing.
He's written it as many times. Multiple times and definitively.
As fact or as...
No, his opinion.
That's what he expects.
Kind of like when Fred gets an opinion and you feel like somebody gave him that opinion. That's what this
felt like. And in retrospect, you look at like some of the stuff that he wrote about Logan Mankins before it all unfolded, and then, you know, kind of unfolded that way. Mm-hmm. It was like he was writing it as an opinion, but... With some knowledge, educated
opinion.
Exactly.
Well,
and
let's put it this way.
Way out ahead of the curve on that. And you know, when he writes stuff, I tend to take it seriously.
Okay, so you're Bill Belichick and Ernie Adams and whoever else makes the personnel decisions here. Julian Edelman's showing really good progress. You know, I mean, everything you ask him to do in training camp preseason, he's done it. He looks like he's a legitimate replacement. Won't be Wes Welker, but you could start the season with him. Welker... Okay, maybe he can start too, but you know what? If you gave him that extra 6 weeks, it'd be even better.
Mm.
Just you know, as a safety precaution, do you put him on PUP, start the season with Edelman, knowing you're going to have Welker in 6 weeks?
And you have a bye week within those first 6 weeks, so he's not missing six games.
You know, maybe just
it's
as
only
a precaution.
Five games.
Maybe
that's
he,
good point.
You know?
My opinion is this. If he starts the season on PUP, it's been mismanaged by the Patriots. There was never a need to put him on the field in minicamp. Because if he's that far away where he needs that 6 weeks and it's that close or whatever, then he wasn't healthy enough to be out there and risk it on the practice field.
I disagree. You know,
mismanaged.
I think if he's healthy enough to be active to start the season, he should be.
I think if there was any thought that by putting him out in the field it would delay his progress, they wouldn't have done it.
Then I just don't think there's any way he doesn't start the season
on
the roster.
I agree with you 1,000%. And therefore, unless there's a setback between now and camp,
he should be
out there for camp too.
But I think, my point is, regardless of whether they put him out for the mini camp or not, if Edelman is showing really good progress,
I don't give a rat's buttocks about Edelman.
I don't either.
Okay.
Wes Welker has proven himself to catch 340
if he's healthy,
passes for your offense.
If he's healthy, I want him active.
He's one of the two biggest keys to this three biggest keys to this offense. I don't care about Julian Edelman.
All right.
Who caught 37 passes but couldn't stay healthy.
Well, that's going to be the big key for him moving forward, too.
So I want Welker. If Edelman goes down in week two, I want – even if there's a – you know, maybe he's a little bit healthier so he starts the year and he's limited, I want Welker to come in. I don't want to have my hands tied by PUP. And obviously it's better to not miss six games and miss five, but in the NFL, five games is a lot. That's a 30-year season.
No, I know.
For a team that I think we all expect could be in a dogfight come December.
Yeah.
So –
But Fred's point is, if he's healthy enough to be on the
minicamp, barring a setback, he needs to be healthy enough to start for the year. Otherwise, I don't think he was really healthy enough to be on the field at minicamp.
So,
because you can't control it. When he's running routes, he can slip. He can try to punt a ball and tweak something. It's not a totally controlled environment when he's out there with everybody else. I just think if he's out there,
are you saying, Fred, that it would be better for the offense as a whole, too, if Edelman got five starts? That he would normally not have gotten if Welker were there?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, maybe you do that.
Oh, great.
You know?
For the long-term benefit of the offense.
Yeah. Knowing that, hey.
See, I'd be disappointed with that.
That's just idiotic. I mean, you're not in that position.
But I just
You're not a 16-0 team that's a lock for the playoffs and you can be planning for January.
I just thought it was worth bringing up.
Well, I think the point is you really don't know what kind of team you are.
Exactly.
And we need to develop these young guys.
You know what you need to do? Win games.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know he only caught, what, four touchdown passes, but I was under the impression Wes Welker was important to this team.
Here we go.
Maybe you feel differently, Fred.
Here we go. Joel and Merrimack, it's good to have all of you back on the show. As much fun as the Fred and Paul show was, 2 hours of the less than dynamic duo.
That would have been whoever was on the show, though, that day.
Talking about soccer except was me. Kind of like having a root canal, and halfway through the procedure, the Novocaine wears off.
I totally agree. Fred wouldn't stop.
Just kidding.
Was he really talking about soccer a lot?
A lot, yeah.
Why?
He had rule changes he wanted to implement.
And besides getting rid of offsides, what were the other rule changes?
I was thinking in the back thirds, there's no offside. So when the ball's in the back third, there's no offside. Or if that's too dramatic, if it's in that goal box, there's no offside. And then perhaps, this is the big one, there's a minute and a half shot clock once you have possession, and you put big nets up behind the goal so the ball never goes out of bounds behind the goal. So there's a lot of shots.
Arena soccer. Play the net.
There's a lot of shots, but the ball never goes out of bounds.
Okay, you just made me
think
of something.
I don't think that's going to fly, but I think the other one might.
Did you know on revolutionsoccer.net there's a show called Box to Box?
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, no.
You might want to watch it. Sounds like your kind of thing.
Who's it hosted by? Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh, scissor me.
Anyway,
is that why you were yelling at in the office earlier?
It's from that South Park.
Yeah, I know.
The teacher becomes a woman, and
Joel says
they show him scissoring another woman.
Oh God,
at Lesbos.
Joel says, "Just kidding. It wasn't that bad. It was more like having the procedure without the benefit of any type of painkiller, without the large-headed one laughing at his own juvenile antics, and without the benefit of having Eric, aka Mr. Banality, looking down his proboscis at everyone." The show quickly lapsed into a two-hour tennis match where neither Fred nor Paul really seemed to want to hit the ball. The four of you have a rather twisted chemistry that makes the show really great when you're all there, and less than that if you are not. Anyway, football question of the day.
Twisted chemistry.
If you could get Deion Branch back, would you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not now. I don't think they need him now.
Oh, boy.
I agree with Paul.
I think they're fine now.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't
mind. Maybe, yeah, but...
And
but
as much
Deion
as
Branch
made,
is a big maybe.
Or Devil's Advocate says you have Randy Moss
surgery
and,
in the last
questions.
And as much as we make fun of Branch's durability, my God, it's true.
He's coming off his third surgery.
Right, you know?
He just now getting back up.
I don't need another person on the roster who you're going to lose in 3 weeks.
I would add him to the mix no matter
what. At least you know what his chemistry with Brady is like.
I know what it was like.
Brady's
I don't know
a different
what it's
player
like
than when he had Deion Branch. Different guy.
Giselle might tell him to hate him, and he'd hate him now.
And Branch is a different guy.
Right.
I just there's too
I'm
many question
you,
marks. I'd take him in a heartbeat.
I would too.
Heartbeat.
I would.
But why? I don't understand why you want to add more question marks.
Because
it's less of a question than the others.
How is it less of a question? He just now getting back on the field.
But because we know what he can do with this quarterback in
if
this offense.
If he's healthy,
right?
We know
but
what
we
he
don't
can do.
Know what
he's
any
not.
Of the other guys can do, and we don't know if Brandon Tate's going to be healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's question marks across it. I'll add to it,
that's
and let
what,
me make my decision come the end of August. Who's the healthiest, readiest?
I want to call up David Givens, too, while you're at it.
Well, he's
that's
out.
Just stupid.
He's
yeah.
out.
Come on now.
This guy.
Come on now.
Go talk about immigration. I love Deion Branch. I like him as much as anybody that we've had in the last 10 years. I like him a lot. I just think that the injuries have really piled up on him, and I'm not sure that he's an upgrade at this point.
Brooklyn Matt says, yet another Andy Hart gaffe. Andy's on the phone with a 14-year-old Trey. He asks him how he spells it. Trey answers T-R-E. So Andy asks, like Trey Bien?
I know how to spell Trey Bien.
Spell T-R-E-S, you dolt, Eric. You should have been right on him for that. What's the matter with you?
Who's this? Is
Brooklyn Matt.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Did you ever see how mad he gets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know who that is. He writes in all the time.
Does he?
Yeah, and he comments on the blog. It doesn't register with me. He's obviously not that funny or critical.
And,
wow. And I was going to say something to Andy, but I didn't want to.
Quite forgettable. Quite forgettable.
I didn't want Andy to get all upset by correcting him on the air, so I chose not to.
Yeah, because you've never done that before.
Sorry,
this
Google.
Is the first time ever.
I'm trying to. You
we
know,
actually
turn
have
over
a line from you from
just within the last 10 seconds.
Paul,
yeah,
proboscis. Eric had to
proboscis.
Correct Fred's pronunciation of proboscis.
But there's apparently
is it proboscis or proboscis?
Proboscis.
It is.
Yes.
That's Walt with an O.
Hey, no.
That was well done.
Apparently, there's a
sorry,
quote
grad school
from
boy.
Princess Bride that is. You keep using that word, but I don't think that word means what you think it is.
Inconceivable.
Can you get that quote?
Yeah, we need that.
We need that as a drop in.
Let's see. Marvin from North
Who says
Carolina.
Sporkle is useful.
Yeah, we learned something. We're doing show prep.
Marvin from North Carolina. I know there's a lot of ideas for trading Mankins, but how about Buffalo for Lee Evans? Nobody needs O-line help more than Buffalo, so Mankins fits their needs. Evans could be Moss's replacement. We might even throw to Brandon Tate as well. Great job as always. Lee Evans.
I for the Patriots, I would absolutely do it again. Yeah. Same thing with Vincent Jackson.
I would do it.
Why are you Buffalo doing that?
Yeah.
I don't. If you're Buffalo, I don't know why you would do that.
Yeah, that significantly, I think, makes the Patriots better. I mean, Lee Evans is a good
player. I would trade Mankins for any starter because I think Logan Mankins has decided he's not going to play for him.
And the email is right. I mean, Lee Evans is not as good as Randy Moss. That is, whatever. But he would be a Randy Moss replacement. You could have him be one of your top two receivers and certainly one of your top outside threats.
Yep.
And that would sort of bridge the gap.
Like,
but why would the Bills want to do that?
It sounds like Evans and the Bills have sort of made up. They said that they want Evans to be a big part of the offense. Evans has said, I'm excited about what Chan Gailey's doing here. So it doesn't sound like that's something that's going to happen.
I wish it was that easy that the Patriots would go to Mankins. We want you to be a big part of the offensive line. Okay, I'm back.
But, see, my point is whether he wants to be a big part of the Bills or not, I just don't see if you're Buffalo – the solution being, why don't we give Lee Evans to the Patriots so they can beat us the next 18 times in a row, too?
Right.
And Lee Evans can replace Randy Moss. Right. I mean, so we have a guard.
Meanwhile, they're not going to get past Logan Mankins.
I do not think it means what you think it means.
You keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
Hey, girls, and Andy.
We should play that when Mike
Andy's
from...
Andy's the lone man in the group.
Well, obviously.
I remember a couple months ago when Fred was really giddy about the new iPhone app you were launching. Since then, I brought an HTC phone, and I'm now wondering if an Android app is possible. It is. It's coming in August.
Paul's just leaving the studio, as usual.
Paul's growing problem just checked in.
Paul just gets up.
He has to wee-wee.
I mean, I could take a break if he gave me a hand signal or something, you know.
Gotta go.
Concerning the Mankins situations, how about giving him a one-year...
Did you answer the question about the HTC?
I said in August it's coming.
Now, every phone needs a different app?
No. It depends on the platform. The HTC runs on the Android platform, so if you build it for the Android platform, it'll run on the HTC phone.
How many platforms are there?
Well, it depends.
Droid,
depends.
iPhone,
Android.
Depends what kind of phone you have.
Then there's the Apple, the iPhone OS, and then BlackBerry has several. Well, BlackBerry has the RIM.
The job.
Yeah. So when you're building for BlackBerry,
I don't know you were going to say that.
When you're building for BlackBerry, you kind of have to take into account their top models. In
models kinda, and RIMs.
Yeah.
And,
you know, the curve, the bold, and whatever.
Model with a curve and a
It's a lot
top.
Easier building for Android or Apple than it is for BlackBerry.
That sounds like a flaw with BlackBerry's.
Well, yeah, BlackBerry never
got on
had
board.
The whole smartphone thing in mind. It was more of a business phone. And now they're trying
now
to
they're
catch
trying to
up,
compete
and
yeah.
they're losing market share quickly.
And 6 P's, prior planning, prevents piss-poor performance.
Peter says, concerning the Mankins situation, how about giving him a one-year contract equal to what Jari Evans makes average? Then he gets the money, and after a year, when the new CBA is in place, you can figure out a long-term deal or get rid of him.
And after his leg is broken, his career ends, he gets nothing.
How about just moving on?
As always, enjoying the show and looking forward to Andy's love child's transition to the NFL. Let's hope for a Percy Harvin-like first season.
Who's my love
Which
child?
One? He has a few of them.
G-Force?
That's one of
Probably
them.
Probably G-Force. Yeah.
H-Bomb?
Yeah.
Who else?
H-Bomb? Hernandez?
Yeah.
He's one of your babies, too?
Well, I've... Not one of my babies.
You've adopted?
I think he's looked really good in minicamp and the latter part of OTAs. Uh-huh. And, you know, in shorts and helmets,
yeah.
he looks good.
Too bad they don't play in shorts.
You see what
and
happens
helmets.
When somebody bangs him around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But my guess is he's going to be a productive player.
In shorts, he looks pretty good. We'll see what happens when he gets banged
relax.
Around.
Relax.
I Fred take was, one segment off.
He was talking about models and rim jobs.
Unbelievable.
Everything all right, Paul?
Well, I figured you were reading a techie email, so it was a good time to take a break.
Now, in the commercial, the guy gets to the bathroom, walks out, and walks back
in.
He
speed
walks.
Do you
have to do
that? He speed walks.
No.
I don't know how these problems work.
You never go to the bathroom at work?
Yeah, I do.
So what's the big deal?
But I don't have the problem you do.
I didn't have to go right then. He was reading a techie email.
As Carol Hardy would say, I don't have the incontinence that you do.
Have you seen...
Fred, did you know that? She got an email exchange with somebody who was having a subscription problem. And she was trying to apologize for the inconvenience, but she said, I apologize for the incontinence.
Guy's like, how do you know?
To which Andy and I said, yours or hers?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that, though, when the person – I'm assuming that was a slight typo on your end.
Have you seen the one typo. For the male ED problem where the guy's walking by the stores and he sees his reflection in the glass a lot?
And the guy – the reflection talks
urging
back.
Urging him to get
Ask
the pill.
His doctor.
I call that the erection reflection.
Ghana, Korea was better.
Yeah, that was.
But he actually watches these things. I know what I could say.
Well, here's what I can say. So on the often show. They play them over
I've
and over.
I've never seen
again.
That one.
Is it a real one or a fake one?
I never watched.
That's commercials. A real one.
It's not. So because they have the weird ones that are like.
Oh, not with the guy with the long.
Yeah, like Enzyte
glass.
And those that aren't really.
No, there's a bunch
things.
Of them on regular TV, but I never watch any of them.
Like there's a new radio one with the woman
who says the only thing I can tell you is it's great.
Oh, that's for making things bigger, I think.
Male enhancement.
Yeah.
What is male enhancement? Enzyte, does it make it bigger or stiffer?
Bigger, I think. and then there's...
Play the Richard Seymour clip.
You never want to get too big and stiff.
Big and stiff.
Ay.
He says, like he's not an active participant in the idiocy.
Have you seen those Bing commercials with Los Links?
No.
Where it's like they all speak Spanish.
Girl.
Right, oh, yeah. And the guy's going, Los Links.
Yes, I have.
That makes me laugh every time.
Good commercial.
They play those all during the World Cup. That's like every other commercial.
First season time, you want to be able to loosen up. And I never like to get too big and stiff anyway. I always try to be.
Don't take Enzyte.
let's see. This is Connor in Dubai. Oh. All I've heard about Moss so far this year is his great skills. Now he seems to be a real vocal leader this year. What do you think are his motives for this improved leadership?
He's always been that way.
Is he proving to New England his worth? Is this for other teams, as discussed with the contract year? In previous comments about the end of his time in Foxborough, or is he trying to raise his profile for this marketing thing he's talking about, or all of the above?
Sure.
The upcoming season should show what he still has, but can the team lose another veteran leader considering a third of the roster is rookies or first years? Oh, and can you elaborate on the PFW curse with some names? I thought you didn't have any player guests because there isn't a player you haven't bashed recently.
So. I haven't bashed G-Force. Or Jimmy Sanders.
That's true.
I really haven't seen any change in Moss. I don't know how you guys feel.
No,
he's always talking trash.
Oh, I have.
No,
I think
not
he's been
really.
More vocal.
He's talked to the
he's
media
always
once.
Talked trash.
I always hear him talking on the field, and that's been since the day.
It's
I
just
saw him.
It's interesting. We point it out because it's just funny when
he's
he does
funny.
Do it.
Well,
it's not.
He's
it's no
very
different.
Funny.
It's no
I have
different
to be
than
honest,
any other season.
I think it's far more than I've ever seen. That's why I pointed it out.
Yeah, I haven't really noticed him being anymore.
We say what's up, man.
I just think he's very, very funny. He's entertaining.
Oh, yeah. He's always been
entertaining. His banter during stretching lines, he's always the only guy you can hear out there.
Because he's never stretching. He's always
the thing that we always
that's
find
the other
funny.
Thing. Look out for the hamstring because he's yap, yap, yapping.
Andy and I always take note of this and find it very funny. In the stretching lines, Freddie, he's always bickering with somebody, and it's never like he and Brady or him and Kevin Falk or – him and Vince Wilfork. It's always Brandon Dedrick or Cade Weston.
Right.
It's like this Oscar Lua, when he was going back and forth with in the locker room that day. It's these obscure end-of-the-roster guys that I can't even believe Randy Moss knows who that is.
Because I think he's kind of like Andy in a way, where he wants to just poke the bear at anybody he can.
Right,
so he figures there's a rookie.
He wants to talk.
Not necessarily to any,
So,
I'll take a comparison to the greatest ever.
He's always been a very vocal guy to me on the practice field.
He's having fun.
That's
the main thing.
Always
having
fun.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
We'll see if week six he's got six catches.
Okay, it's only during games.
I think he's an emotional guy, Fred.
It's only during games that he's not having fun.
Yeah, right now. What if his head comes off in week three? Okay, so then he won't be having fun.
No, that's not what
he said. I said he has six catches.
There's a difference there.
He's
always having fun right up until the time he's not overly involved in the offense.
A good thing. A lot of guys coming in a situation he is in could have a chip on their shoulder, could be upset because no one's talking to him about an extension. Instead, he's decided to come in this season. And he said it that, hey, I'm coming in there. I'm coming in to win games. I'm not going to worry about any contracts. That's good. Why can't we be happy?
He also
with
said,
that?
I didn't used to worry about marketing because I was worried about being a better
Whatever,
football.
But
so if you want to take his words, we can cut up his quotes any way we want.
He's having fun.
Right. He's
That's
emotional.
That's good. That's a good thing.
That's good until it's bad.
My point is he's having fun all the time, right up until the time he's not overly involved in the offense.
And
then he's not having fun
anymore.
And I'm
a good driver until I smash into a tree.
No. The point is, last year when he wasn't...
As in the case of Andy.
When he wasn't catching passes in the second half of last season, he was no longer fun.
Yeah, but this is different.
No, I know, because everything is different
to
you.
Different.
Because Fred tells you when it turns for the worse.
And you guys will absolutely say
Fred
when
will
it
be
does.
He'll be ahead of the curve.
I told you so 8 months ago.
Everything but Patriots.com.
Right. I just don't know how that cannot be a concern for you.
Pointing out something positive.
But it's not a positive. It's a concern. It's the opposite of what you think it is.
He could be coming in again with this chip on his shoulder and you know, I'm not going to be part of the team.
You mean he could resign himself to the fact that he won't be back here next year?
Yeah, I'm going to play my
like he has.
I'm going to play out my contract, but I'm not going to be, you know, a leader. I'm not going to get involved with the guys. I'm just going to do what I have to do. Get out of here.
How you think that's a positive is beyond me, but you've done it.
Okay. Francis in Ontario.
Or he could be playing flag football and break his arm.
Right. Francis in Ontario, enough about soccer and people writing in to bitch about soccer being the best, blah, blah, blah. Enough soccer sucks and it's boring. A guy gets barely touched and falls to the ground as if he has gotten shot. Can we move on from soccer? Damn, says Francis.
Stop bringing it up.
Preseason thoughts. I think the 16-game format they have right now is fine the way it is.
Me too.
I agree.
I, as a Pats fan and NFL fan in general, like to watch those long shots play both from my team and other team, and these guys need the most of those four games to try and make the team. Oh, I see what he's saying.
Did he say he likes the preseason? Because I just cut
Because he likes the long shots to try to make it.
Yeah.
Anyone who has watched Hard Knocks can see these guys on the fringe really need that time to prove their worth. And last thing, no other Patriots podcast on iTunes comes even close to the analysis and in-depth coverage you guys bring us every week. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Francis. But considering all the other podcasts are guys in their cellar, I would hope that we do a little bit better.
Are there other Patriots podcasts?
Yeah, there's a lot, but it's guys in their basement doing
We're in a basement.
Really? Well, that's what we're doing.
We are kind of in a basement.
You know,
we're
on lunch hour.
You know what I mean. But you know what I mean.
I think we should have more of the preseason practice, you know, the scrimmage type things where the two teams come together.
I think that will happen.
And fewer preseason games.
I think that's what.
So if you want to evaluate your rookies, you do it that way.
I don't think Eric's plan includes added games.
No, it doesn't.
I think he's just saying have two preseason games.
Have two preseason games. Have more scrimmages.
Whether or not you have regular season games, get rid of.
I think it's his plan includes not.
Right. 16 regular season, two preseason, more scrimmages.
Right.
I know they won't. I know they won't.
They'll never go below, you know, the dates.
I know, Fred. I'm just saying, in a perfect world, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Because 16 games is more than enough.
Fred, in any of your circles, have you heard any talk of...
I don't have circles.
UFL, Developmental League as part of all this plan?
I've heard some people mention that the Patriots will look... The Patriots. The NFL was looking into a minor league.
Same thing.
Yeah.
NFL, Patriots.
Yeah. We rule the world.
But Florio's written about that a little bit. I don't know if it's there's any validity to it. But I've seen Florio allude to that.
There's an ab commercial on. Everybody stop. Fred's looking at a boob.
Sam in Chicago.
A mirror? Fred's got a mirror up?
Sam in Chicago. Sorry to hear you leaving Tacoma. If your girlfriend doesn't already have blonde hair, she will. What does that mean?
I don't really know what that means.
Virginia Tech.
Oh, a lot of my family is from Alexandria. And
it explains it in the next sentence.
Okay.
And he goes
stops.
A lot of my family is from Alexandria, and all the women down there go blonde. Insert Andy's comment of how do you tell if they're really blonde?
Check the carpet.
Shame on
what
you,
if
Andy,
there's no carpet?
And shame on you, Andy, for scarring a 14-year-old caller. At least he wasn't from Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
Well, no. Although we don't know that.
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of.
Yeah.
Who's the fat kid?
Quick football question. With little news going on, I was looking at the Pats schedule, and how is it fair that the time between the Colts game and the Detroit game is only 4 days? And thanks for the show. Glad you like the cake.
That's what happens with every team that plays on Thanksgiving.
That's the unfortunate aspect of playing
on
Thanksgiving.
We get basically a second bye week after that because you get that 10-day layoff.
I mean, there's only 4 days for that game for Detroit, too.
Exactly.
And
Dallas
every year.
I assume. I don't know if their bye is before that. I didn't check that.
I don't think that's the case.
But yeah, that's the difficult part, especially as the road team, what the Patriots will do for the third time in 11 years under Belichick. Third time, by the way, Eric, not the second, as you alluded to in the yearbook.
I'm not. Second time at Detroit.
Third time.
Patriots don't host
under Belichick.
Yes.
Third time.
2000, 2002.
They got beat in 2000 with Earthwind Moreland and all those guys.
Earthwind Moreland? What?
What's his name?
Not that.
Not Earthwind Moreland.
What was the guy that we had?
That was his name.
Yeah,
4 years later.
Played on a Super Bowl team. That 2000 team stunk.
Forgot about that one.
He was on that team.
Shockmane Davis.
Shockmane Davis.
And Curtis Jackson.
Right.
Curtis Jackson.
Right.
I'm looking forward to the opportunities.
Right. Long black spandex. Yes. You could see there.
One of the funnier things I saw was Shockman Davis making fun of Tony Gator because Tony Gator used to get released and brought back and re-signed.
Right.
hey, Tony's back.
He was always on the cell phone. We joked that he was on the line with the
And I immediately looked at Shane at the time, and I go, imagine that, Shockman Davis giving you static.
Yeah, they lost in 2000.
Static was not the first poor choice.
They beat in the throwback game.
In the throwback in
02,
right.
With the interception off the ankle.
I have I have no memory of that 2000 Thanksgiving game.
What? Paul, you don't remember?
I think you're mixing up Teddy Bruschi interceptions now.
Yeah.
The one off the ankle was in Oakland. When Andy and I were there, when the ball hit the guy's foot and he caught it,
he had an interception.
He had an interception.
Yeah, but he read it perfectly.
But the specifics of the interception.
It wasn't off somebody's leg?
No. He was the one where
Detroit?
He talked about
it
in the press conference. He read it perfectly.
He says that's when he decided, that's when he realized that he was a full-fledged linebacker.
Yeah.
He diagnosed it absolutely perfectly.
Right.
Okay.
I can't picture, though, that game in 2000.
34-9. They lost.
But, okay, thanks. But, I can't picture any plays from that game.
Matter of fact, Tom Brady made his NFL debut in that game, in regular season debut.
It's because you were eating.
He was 1 for 3.
You were smart.
Probably.
Wow.
Ignore the game, eat the turkey.
I'm sorry, Fred, but I cover the team for a living.
Yeah.
I am everything about
Since when?
Patriots.com.
When did you start covering it again? I missed it.
He came out of retirement, apparently.
You know, Fred, it's funny that you should...
I'm not going.
You bring this
I'm
up.
Not going. Yeah, right. I'm not going.
You know, Eric will be
there. I won't be there. Good luck, Eric.
We're in the process of finishing up the yearbook, right, Fred?
Yeah.
So last year...
I made one mistake, last year, and Fred made the same mistake.
At the end of the editing process for the yearbook, I was off last year. I was on vacation. This is what happens when I think Andy's right to be making fun of me, because obviously the process, you know, completely collapses when I'm not a part of it.
Eric, did you know E equals MC squared is chemistry?
Hi-ho over here does the table of contents last
year. No, that's what Paul put in the feature.
Alphabetical, right? First guy, Adams, Titus. Second guy, Sam Aiken.
What are you laughing at? You're the editor-in-chief. You read every page.
That was already corrected when I saw it.
No, it's not corrected in the print version. I can get you a copy of the
It was printed incorrectly.
Where it says,
last year's yearbook.
I didn't get to read all of it last year. Remember that?
No, I don't.
No, I do. Brian in Baltimore, yes or no? Doc Rivers coaches in 2010.
No.
He doesn't coach, or he doesn't coach?
He doesn't coach.
At all.
If he doesn't coach the Celtics, he's not coaching.
TV.
Haynesworth is a Redskin in 2010.
No.
No.
Not all the year.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Wes Welker is 100% by game two.
No.
It's going to be one of those.
All the more reason to judge that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you can't determine unless he's on PUP.
If he has 16 catches, I'll say he would have had 18 had he been 100%.
But if he's inactive, you could say he's not 100%.
Yeah.
Brady is a Patriot for the next 5 years.
True.
Next five?
Yes.
I'll say true.
That is true.
No.
That is
this year and a 4-year extension at $100 million.
I'll say true.
Bank it.
I'll say no.
Bank it. Brady plays for the 49ers at some point in his career.
Nope.
I'll say yes.
The Pats.
I'll say yes just to play.
Finishes out there.
He won't. The Pats' 2010 record is 11-5.
Oh no,
no.
Sounds about
9-7.
Worse?
That sounds about
9-7.
9-7. 9-7 at best.
Eric, 9-7.
I'm hearing 6-10 from
at
people.
At best.
6-10.
Expect 7 and 9, but 9 and 7 is optimistic.
That you say 6-10.
You know why?
Because
the
number
the people that say that I think believe 6-10 are the people that say great, really quarterback, great.
Right. No, the record will be 11.
But that's the number most commonly associated with you is 6-10.
No,
10
and 6.
I say 11-5 is
9-7.
Is right around 10-6, 9-11-5.
CBA is completed by the end of the 2010 season.
No way in hell.
That's correct.
That's correct.
It will not be completed by the end of the season. The U.S. wins two more games.
That is not accurate.
That'd be soccer.
No.
The U.S. wins two more games.
No, one more maybe, but not two.
Okay.
That would be history, right? They've never been beyond the.
They've been to the
quarters. They got to the quarters.
Went to
once.
The quarters, right?
So that would be winning in the quarters for the first time ever. I'll say.
I think the way these teams are playing, they're as good as any team, right?
No idea.
I think
Argentina's
been playing really well.
Argentina's been playing well. Brazil's played well.
Yeah.
Because I'm under the assumption
Germany's actually played well, even though
same.
They lost that one game.
Yeah.
Germany's played pretty well.
But they say Germany's not that great.
Uruguay?
Who's they?
You know, now England is a team that the longer they stay in, the better they could get.
I agree with that.
You know?
Because the goalies just won't let one trickle.
They changed goalies.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, after that game, they changed goalies.
They say they're loaded with talent, but they haven't been.
Calamity James in there now.
But if they can gel, they could be the...
In France.
That's England?
England, yeah.
Les Miserables.
Bleh.
Or Les Bleh.
Let's see. Trey's mom calls and blows up Andy.
Trey's mom blows up.
Yeah, I was going to say, what?
That's why I said,
MILF City.
No, there's a word up in there.
I guess in that case it'd be milled.
Fred would love to play tennis milled for 10 hours with another man.
Fred would die.
That's a man.
He has a tennis partner that I can't imagine he plays more than 15 minutes with. Do you hit it right,
Fred,
at
Fred, what would
other?
Have happened if you had to play a fifth set that went 70-68?
Oh, my heart.
Yeah, it would not have gone that long.
How long would they have needed the paddles?
Oh, my God.
6-6?
Oh, my God.
They would have gone 147, wow. Time of death.
I mean, you have to be in
that's
really,
unbelievable.
Really good shape to be, you know. These tennis players are pretty fit.
That might be the most unbelievable thing I've seen. That,
you know.
That,
and
that
all
match.
These, I mean, these, you know, a lot of people I heard, oh, well, you know, these soccer players and these other teams, they're not world-class athletes. Oh, yes, they are. You know, they
soccer
are.
Players?
Who says that soccer players aren't world-class athletes?
Whoever
even
says
I,
that's
even
a moron.
They're
that.
Not as good as the U.S. athletes, not just soccer.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, the high-end U.S. athlete?
Yeah.
Well, I would agree with that. But they're world-class athletes. You got to be an incredible athlete to play soccer
right.
at a high
that's
level.
That's right. And I think
you're running 8 to 10 miles
in
a soccer
game.
Look,
I think if those other countries had other sports like basketball or hockey or – and they decided to play, a lot of them would be good in those sports, too.
I think that what people talk about is, could you imagine U.S. soccer if, say, LeBron yeah. James
if,
was the goalie?
If we didn't have the other sports.
And
Randy
yeah,
Moss and LeBron
those guys
James
are better athletes
soccer.
To me than the best soccer player in the world. Evidently, you don't think that.
I don't know.
Depends
if,
on the player.
A guy that's, you
what
know,
if Rajon Rondo
eight
played
would
soccer?
Be a good soccer
I think
player.
He would.
Or Wes Welker or Randy
oh,
Moss.
Oh, Moss,
or,
those guys.
Moss, the Rajon Rondo, are you kidding me? Imagine those guys
Steve
playing.
Smith.
As long as
those guys
arm.
Playing soccer and running and jumping and having
but
the same physical fitness as soccer players.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That, to me, is an athleticism at a different
but
level.
But I think there is a point where you can be too tall for soccer.
Yes, I agree.
No, I wouldn't say a seven-footer. I'm talking about a guy like LeBron
No, but you put
James
those guys back on defense.
LeBron James is an athletic freak.
Yeah.
He is as fast and quick as a point guard at 6'8".
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant
but, you know,
in his prime
but, you know, but,
would have been an incredible soccer player.
Don't forget, you know, a lot of people
probably,
Steve Nash,
probably did,
yeah,
though, because he grew up in
forget
Italy.
About, you know, yes, we have,
Italy.
We have
Steve
the best,
Nash was a great soccer player
you know,
growing up.
Yes, we have the best basketball league in the world, but a lot of those players now are not from America
well,
anymore.
Yeah.
There
right.
other,
exactly.
countries
other countries
are beating out Americans.
But all the ones I mentioned were, except
no,
for Steve
I know.
Nash.
But I'm just saying, that, you know, other countries are now populating NBA teams.
Mm-hmm.
Major League Baseball. Other countries
right.
are populating Major League. It's not like Americans have the,
right.
you know, patent
Japan's,
on good athletes.
Japan's professional league is a good league.
Right.
That's good
they
baseball.
They kind of do.
And no, the NBA is going the other
Paul,
way. People realize drafting all those Europeans doesn't work
the wrong way to go. But, and by the way, those guys aren't better athletes
right. Paul,
for the most part.
As these countries have kids growing up playing our sports, they're becoming athletes in our leagues.
Right. Because we're giving them the opportunity to choose real sports over
that's,
soccer.
Well, whatever the reason is, it's not like Americans are
that was
better
Andy
athletes,
Hart, by the way.
You know?
Mr. Captain America over there.
You know, so as the other countries start playing our sports, we're seeing them on NBA teams, on Major League Baseball. You know, football's different because they don't play it anywhere
but
else,
they,
really.
They
Sebastian Vollmer.
I mean, in baseball specifically, they're not necessarily starting to play our sports. They're just, in the last couple of decades, been allowed to play Major
right.
League Baseball.
Yeah, but
they've played since the dawn. I mean,
right.
Japanese baseball goes back a long way.
True. But, and also, you know, more teams are spending more money to scout these guys
yeah.
and find out who they are and all that, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's, I think
America,
it's really dumb
huh?
to think
America?
That we're better athletes than the rest of the world. We're all human freaking beings, you know? We all are human beings. There's nothing different about us.
He's funny.
My God. You know, we might have more organized youth leagues in other countries, and that contributes to it, you know?
Yeah, there's probably just as many naturally talented athletes in
he
right.
takes all the fun out of
Slovakia
any kind of
or whatever
athletic
as, you know, per capita
or
sports
debate
here.
That you can have. It's like when you asked him about Brady and Belichick, and he threw up on you.
Right.
You know, it's like
well,
you
no,
take all the fun out
no
of it.
There's no doubt about it.
You don't have anybody who you think is the best athlete in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's all people are saying.
Right.
A lot of people think that the high caliber NBA players are the best athletes in the world.
Pau Gasol.
No.
Oh, God.
LeBron James.
Oh, God.
Kobe Bryant. Those kinds of guys.
Yeah, they're great.
And Pau Gasol is not a great athlete. He's a gifted basketball player.
And he's tall.
If
he was 6 feet, he wouldn't be considered
a
great
athletic
athlete.
7-footer, as Andy
right.
said.
But what's LeBron James, 6'8"?
Right.
He's tall and re-goddamn ridiculous athlete.
He's a freak. He's a freak.
But that's my point.
But you don't think there's like probably some guy in another country that never had the chance to play basketball that could be like that?
No, yeah. Be some.
No, absolutely.
I don't think. What's in the food here?
No.
What did he say?
He's kidding.
You're not the only one that can toss a bomb into.
He reeled your naive ass in.
Right.
What
took the bait?
What's in the food in America that allows us to be better than everyone else?
You're right. It's the opportunity to hone the skills.
Right.
what did he say? He had the cross.
He didn't say anything.
He just knew what he was doing.
I knew exactly what you were going to do.
The barber went up a couple times, and he set the hook.
Okay.
And you took it.
All right. So Paul's not serious. Let's see.
Well, I do think the NBA players are the best athletes in the world. That I'm serious about.
And they're made up of people all over the world.
No, but,
and none of those are the best athletes in the NBA.
The ones that come from other countries, Dirk Nowitzki, Paul Gasol, I don't think those are among the high-end athletes in the NBA.
They're not. Fred, there's no face to make over there. They're not. They may be better all-around basketball players.
Yes,
they're
skills.
They're not better athletes.
It's just like baseball players.
Right.
They're not great athletes for the most part. They have an amazing technical skill. But a lot of them aren't great athletes. Some of them are. There's exceptions.
But I think a lot of the baseball players, if they chose another sport,
would be as good. Yeah, I agree with that.
They chose the path of baseball. Right. Some of them. Like Ken Griffey Jr., for example.
Right. Ken Griffey Jr. is an incredible
athlete. Right.
You know?
Right. Or if, if let's say,
Roberto
Alomar. If David Beckham decided when he was a kid growing up in England, I want to be
a point guard.
He could have been a great basketball player.
I'm going to say
or
I
baseball player.
Sure, whatever. He chose soccer.
You don't think Beckham could have played baseball?
I have no idea what his abilities were.
But his ability as an athlete, you know, it's coordination, it's speed, it's hand-eye, it's
eye-foot.
You know,
how big is he?
Yeah.
Taylor Twellman had a scholarship offered to Maryland to play baseball.
I think
how big is Beckham?
Like six feet, I think.
Yeah. I'm not sure he could have been a great point guard.
Well, you know, maybe not in the NBA, but
that's where great point
shortstop
or whatever.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, but.
Yeah, baseball is, to me, it's a whole different argument because it's not about the athleticism for baseball. It's about the skill.
Right.
Yeah. It's a technical skill that you need to have.
All shapes, sizes.
That's why I think baseball players are among, you know, in terms of world-class athletes, the worst or the least athletic, top to bottom.
See, now I think you're short-shrifting your own sport there, Paul, because
just proves the point.
No, but
exactly.
But you look at
Paul's a quote Hall of Fame baseball player.
There are more pear-shaped guys like me in Major League Baseball than any other sport.
But growing up, the kids that were good athletes were good in all the sports. Any sport they picked up, they were good at.
It's true.
Right?
For the most part, generally.
But you're talking about a little city.
And then they decided.
Or a little town.
No, but and then they decide, I like baseball better. And
I'll
that's
stick
the
with
one
that
they stick
and just
with.
So you know, where we grew up, there were very few pro athletes that, you know, that end up going anywhere.
I mean. The kid from Texas.
Texas, I'll bet you there's a different guy that dominates in all different sports.
But the kid that's Texas that decides that football is his sport could probably, be good in any sport he wanted to be good at.
Wasn't Tom Brady drafted as a baseball player?
He was.
Twice, right?
And what do you think of his overall athleticism, just out of curiosity?
I think he's athletic enough to play in the NFL. I wouldn't take him in, like, a 100-yard dash, but...
Well, that's what we're talking
about. He's athletic,
you know, we're talking about quickness, you know, quick twitch muscles, speed,
probably
jumping ability.
What about hand-eye coordination?
Probably wouldn't be a good soccer player.
Hand-eye coordination is, to me, a skill. That's the way you get to the technical aspect of being a baseball player.
Probably wouldn't be a good soccer player?
No. Clumsy feet.
Probably
clumsy. Kind of clumsy when
you
runs.
But if you don't have good hand-eye coordination, you can't be a good tennis player either. You know,
I'm not saying that you can be just a lump of coal and compete in a major league sport, any sport. Obviously, you have to have the ability to hit the ball or to do whatever you need to
do. Now,
you know what would be funny to see, though? Randy Moss or Sean Crable with their skinny legs playing soccer. Because whenever they get a slide tackle, and you know how the guys who have strong legs that play soccer now, imagine those two guys, twig.
The other thing I think forget is that
Timber.
I agree that if soccer was the sport in America and all the kids grew up and that's where the path to perfect, we would dominate.
That's what it's starting
to
happen, Fred.
But people forget, our country is like 10 times the size of these European countries. You could fit 10 Germanys in America. We have such a much bigger population to choose from than these other countries.
Mm-hmm. But
every other country?
Most of them.
Russia.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, is that just a blanket statement? And why the other countries don't have nearly the population
they
to call
don't.
Upon?
I mean,
I'm
Russia.
I'm not saying all of them.
No. But France, Italy, Germany,
China.
Small by comparison.
China's organized now. They never had an interest in this stuff. But now that they are, who knows what can happen?
There's a billion of those.
Yeah.
People.
You know, now that they want to be a player, who knows what can happen? But, yeah, all these great World Cup teams, they have like one-tenth the population we do.
But U.S. soccer is becoming that type of, it's being taken seriously enough.
If we didn't have the population, we wouldn't even be able to field.
And
the
best way you can judge that is how many of these guys are going and playing in EPL or Serie A or
thank goodness we have enough of a pool to choose from.
FAU,
you know. So you gotta be realistic about this whole thing.
Oh boy, Paul's getting upset.
No, I'm not. I just want to hang myself.
Just because the color of his face is the same as his shirt doesn't mean anything.
That's bright salmon.
I just want to hang myself for bringing this whole thing
it
up.
It might be the glow of the shirt.
I'd want to hang you too, because people were just complaining about soccer dominating last show, and somehow, after that complaint, you went back into soccer.
Just to bring this full circle for the right element of every argument that Fred and I have, I started off by saying that if we had our best athletes playing soccer, we'd dominate. Fred finished the argument by saying, if all we had was soccer in the United States, we would dominate everybody.
Comes full circle.
Right?
Yep.
Because of the population.
But why isn't China dominating?
Because they really haven't had an interest.
Well, so there's other things than just population.
Right.
Thank you.
Of course, yeah.
Right.
Right.
Plus, they're all short.
Aren't there more people in Russia, too?
But I thought there were a lot of Russians, too.
At one point, they were always dominant in the Olympics,
but then they
broke up, and now they're...
Stopped using steroids as much.
Exactly. That's one reason.
But there's a lot of factors at play.
Yeah.
It's not just a lot of people.
When it was East Germany and West Germany, East Germany dominated with their quote-unquote program, but now that it's all one country, evidently they don't have the population to compete.
And doesn't Mexico have a lot of people?
They do. They do.
The problem is they're in Arizona.
They don't have the money. That's
good,
not bad.
Paul.
That's good, Paul.
Well done.
Good, Paul. And I brought it full circle.
Okay, let's read a couple emails before you end the show 5 minutes early.
Let's see.
Yeah, we do have 5 actual minutes left in the show.
But 2 that will be on the air.
Chuck from Brighton, sorry to go off topic. We already did that. And I should have emailed next Tuesday when Little Mouth and Big Mouth aren't there, but I couldn't wait. You brought fantasy football, the NFL, and the Wii. What were you talking about? Yes, I just finished last show. I'm a little behind the shows, that is. What? Fantasy football.
You're dumb mouth.
I don't know. Go soccer. Oh, I know what I'm I mentioned
well
that
put.
NFL has just launched their new fantasy football software on, you know, off of NFL.com.
It's going to blow them all away.
It is.
No, it won't. Based on the previous histories of NFL.com changes, where you go to get a score and it doesn't work.
Which has, you know, video now and all that stuff. It has nothing to do with the Wii, though. So if you're thinking about starting a fantasy league or joining a fantasy league, check out the NFL.com, the new fantasy football.
NFL.com.
The tools that they have in the leagues. You can sign up for a league, start your own, customize one. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Chuck says, go soccer. I'm loving these games so much that the wife and I will be buying Revolution tickets. All right.
Wow.
That's great.
Join the fort.
That's the kind of bump you're hoping for. You know?
Yeah.
Well, you could be hoping for another kind of bump. Yeah.
That's a lot of bumps.
Let's
join the fort. How many people in the fort?
Who knows?
14?
Is that a thing?
There's two
forts. Oh, that's a
thing.
That's really a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the rock area. Their end zone. It's like the cool area.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Where they stand and they sing.
Right.
And there's also a Hispanic fort called the Barra Revolucion.
The Barra Revolucion.
You got it.
Good to know.
I don't think they're quite as popular, though.
All right. Well, it was.
Oh, Fred's going to end it 4 minutes early this week.
Look at my clock. It says 2.
I don't want to look at your clock. That's clock.
Oh, you can mention a clock, and he takes it sexually. It's unbelievable.
Oh, come on.
He could take anything.
You say gonorrhea. Yeah.
But that was.
Well, that was meant to be taken sexually.
My God. All right. Well, that's going to be
God,
it for this edition of PFW in Progress. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Trey. If you have summer school, do your work.
Send photos of your mom.
Oh, my God. And we'll be back Tuesday.
Listeners all over the world are discovering PFW in Progress.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is this?
Patriots.com Radio.